then we can just edit
the blank space. We can edit the... Hey, guys. Podcast episode 13. Dave is taking a pre-show poop, except he didn't have any... Lance has secret hiding spots for his toilet paper. So David, like, went, and he's like, no! No toilet paper!
No toilet paper!
Oh, man.
And now he's like...
And now he's like...
wiping the chunks out of his booty.
Oh, God!
Wiping the Reese's peanut butter cup chunks.
Yeah. Hey.
Ooh.
You know those Reese's peanut butter chunks?
Nope.
Ooh.
So I was driving today to...
podcast story. I love it.
Story. I was driving down University.
Uh-huh.
That's where UF is, if you guys don't know.
But that's where Crazy Town is.
That's where... And there's a game tomorrow, so everything's set up. Like ESPN, radio. And I was, like, on the corner of my eye, I saw the Xbox logo. I'm like...
Really?
What is this? And they have this Xbox. Like, I don't know, like, a hut.
An Xbox hut?
And I think they have Kinect in it.
Really?
It's like Xbox Kinect. So, I mean, I think they're, like, trying to get people...
Is there a GameStop over there?
There's no GameStop. It's just, like, Xbox 360.
It's just, like, a hut.
Football Zone.
It's like a homeless hut. You know, the homeless people, they gotta play Kinect.
There's probably... Ball fight! They're just like, yeah! But, I don't know.
Well, that's kind of strange.
It looks... I don't know. I wanted to check it out, but there was so much traffic and... All the students are
probably a Friday night is not a good time to go check that out.
No, but I mean that's the only time they have, probably.
Exactly.
All the frat boys are like, let's play some Kinect.
Oh God.
You know.
Oh God.
Let's make our avatars.
You heard it here. Kinect beer pong.
Kinect beer pong. Play some Skittles with it.
Play with Skittles and Kinect beer pong.
But that was it.
Wow.
That's my story.
Dude, that was a great story.
Thanks.
I wish I had a good story.
Maybe not.
I wish I had a good story, but...
Well, too bad.
I got my hair cut. Feels nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got some of that...
I have noticed.
Got some of that product.
I have noticed.
Got some of that product.
Yeah, you've been looking good, huh?
Some of that Axe, whatever they call it. Actually, it's called
you
whatever.
You know that commercial where the guy was, like, running and, like... Shit comes out of his, like, hair.
Yes. David, how was your poop?
How's your poopy?
Man, it was hot as shit up there. I didn't like it. It was not enjoyable.
It was hot?
We're live.
Dude, it's hot.
We're live.
It's my lucky day, isn't it?
It is.
So no pee-pee. Sorry.
I got upstairs and it was hot because it's upstairs and the sun gets through, I don't know. And so... God, it was a miserable time, man. I didn't get to enjoy that.
Oh, man.
You're dump taking, no? How much dump did you take off?
What?
How much poop did you...
How much dump did you, in, did you release?
Did you release, yeah.
Release.
Did you release, like...
Because clearly everybody weighs their dumps. You know, it's like, mine was a few kilos this morning.
If you have, like, a small dump, then you need more fiber.
You heard it.
You need more Ben fiber.
You just need to mix some of that Ben fiber in your drink.
You'll be good to go.
Large poops are headed your way.
That's how you do it. That's how you cleanse the body.
Oh, man. I don't even know where this podcast intro is going.
I'm not medically...
But it's good.
I can't believe we're still even
but
alive.
It's good.
I can't believe it slipped my mind.
It's good.
I come downstairs after pinching grumpy and Jesus. But you lied to me, Lance.
If you can't tell,
it's a
small cast right now. Possibly more people coming via Skype.
Coming.
Maybe.
On your face.
Oh. Wow.
They're coming.
Wow.
Sean.
Let's start this.
Headquarters.
Our St. Augustine headquarters.
Our St. Augustine is still busy.
Or you know, they're busy. They're wired in.
They're wired in. Sean's lost, from what I heard.
Apparently, Sean's lost in St. Augustine. Wait, did Sean drive?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, God. No,
he made it?
Please tell me. I'm surprised he made it, because...
Why? Sean's a bad driver.
Well, no, it's not that he's a bad driver. He's just... I think it's very twitchy.
He doesn't like to drip. Is this the first time he long drive?
I would imagine so.
Oh my lord.
I don't think he's driven.
Did he go?
Did he win someone?
That's a good question.
How is he coming home?
I know he was meeting some friends at ExpCon, but
like,
I don't know if he drove there.
Okay.
Ouch.
Like my phone? Like his baby?
I don't know.
Ooh.
But
his girl.
That's a record.
Baby mama.
I mean, granted, like at the beginning of like August, that was the farthest I drove to the Orlando Jack Johnson concert.
I mean, the farthest I drive is to Orlando. And Titusville. That's 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's how.
By myself.
I haven't driven by myself.
You've never driven by yourself?
Not that far. I've driven about an hour and a half by myself.
Cheapy.
I just like threw on a podcast and like.
That's the topic. How far have you driven?
Hey, how far have you driven? And you know, send us your viewer questions. How far have you driven? And if you drove that far, what did you listen to? Did you turn on VGH Henchman Cast?
I tried to turn on the radio so that I didn't fall asleep. That's the thing.
Yeah, I try to...
Or try to sing aloud as obnoxious as I can.
I try to turn on something that would keep my interest.
I mean, if you don't like what you're listening to, you need to change it or else you're going to fall asleep. And you'll be in 6 o'clock news.
And then you'll be drifting into the other lane. That's no good.
Have you ever done that?
No.
No?
I'm a pretty conscious
driver. I'm really scared. I don't know. Especially at nighttime, like around 9, 10.
It was freaky driving on the interstate out of Orlando because there's a bunch of construction down there. And it was, like, whenever I went down there.
Oh, yeah, August, like the bridge.
It was the bridge and stuff, and there was just, like, the toll booths and the exit lanes. It was really confusing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nerve-wracking.
I think the worst situation was when it was raining. It was, like, raining really hard.
Thank God it wasn't raining when I was driving. If it was, like, that torrential sheets where it's, like, you can only see 3 feet in front of you, that would suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I couldn't imagine driving on the interstate in that.
And I can't even drive well because I'm
Asian. Hey, get out. David, what's the farthest you've driven since we're on this topic?
Yeah. This is their appetizer.
This is their appetizer before we get into games.
Probably to Valdosta.
Valdosta.
Yeah,
where the hell is that?
Georgia.
Not too far. Georgia.
Oh, that's pretty far. By yourself?
Not by myself. Okay. People
in their car.
Yeah, that's...
Why would I drive to Valdosta by myself?
I don't know.
Yeah. Why would you drive anywhere long by yourself? Unless you're Sean.
Tell us, Lance.
It's Christ. I want to get away.
I just want to drive. Feel the wind in my hair.
Get away from a blight.
Get in your Jeep. Pull down the top. It's like...
Listen to some Bob Marley.
Except you have a Hummer, so you can't really pull down the top.
I know.
So... But you got your Hummer fixed. Yay.
It is fixed. I got new mufflers.
It's always nice.
It looks shiny.
I have to get my air conditioning fixed.
It's not working. Oh, no.
It's like bad. It's like, the AC cuts off.
That's what happened to me.
It's terrible. I don't know what it is.
I think it cost me quite a penny.
Oh, God. See, I've been like putting it off because
But you can't survive in Florida without AC. Though.
True. But I mean, I've been putting it off because it's been nice weather recently. It's like, I can just roll down my window. Like, this past week has been...
Although it has been very cold.
This past week has been nice.
Have you noticed?
Yeah.
It's starting to get cold.
I think Wednesday or Thursday, there was, like, a record all-time low of, like, 42 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's insane for
Florida.
But I just, like, rolled down my window. I was like, I don't need AC. I got the outside.
Yeah. You got Mother Nature blowing through your face.
Exactly. And now it's, like, almost 90 degrees again. This afternoon, I was like, man.
It's going to be hot tomorrow, especially in the game. Is it a home game? It is.
It's at night, though.
Oh, is it?
They've been having night games lately.
Because it's hot as fuck.
Exactly.
People are going to die. Do you know how many old people we have that go to those games to sit in the blazing sun?
There's too many.
Do you know how many old people that don't go to the game because it's hot outside? Jesus.
Exactly.
I guess that's...
Wasn't, like, one of the first couple games, like... People were passing out and
stuff.
Yeah,
it was like 100 degrees. I was there. I was in the 90th or the 89th row of 90 rows, mind you.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just like
did you get a freeze?
Like my skin was sizzling.
Oh man.
Oh lord.
You know what, man?
That's Kanyaki style.
He was going to hate.
hate is gonna hang.
God,
head, dude, don't forget that.
Hey, that's a good intro. You know, let's start talking about some.
It's about that time.
It's about that time we go back to some video games.
Things that matter.
Maybe. Are we starting? Are we like?
We've been live,
dude. We've been live. What is that? Oh, okay. That was nice.
But I'm thinking maybe. Okay. Oh, I have to talk about the.
About the.
The. Pod art.
Podcast art. I don't mean to nag Lance, but.
You've
where's
nagging,
my podcast?
You've been nagging me in the house.
Where my podcast art at? Where my podcast art at?
Yeah, I have to get the one. I haven't put my Xbox on live yet. I'm at work, by the way, in case I'm slow. Why the hell would you get an Xbox and not play live?
Huh?
Drama.
Oh, I don't even know what's going on.
My life.
Podcast art, are you having trouble getting that inspiration?
Yeah, I don't know what to
listen
do.
To some, listen to some explosions in the sky. Get some inspiration. That's good inspiration.
No. Lance.
I don't know.
That's a derogatory term.
I don't know.
For people who just want peace and love in the world.
No, I mean, I don't want to rush it, so, like, I want it to be good, so whenever you hit that spark, it'll be like that light bulb.
Like,
you just be like,
5 years
oh.
later.
Hey, but by the way, that light bulb needs to turn on quick.
No need to rush you, but...
I mean, we got a new intro.
Yeah, I mean, new intro is kicking.
People seem to...
I think people like it. We got some compliments.
Like, was there an ending to that? I didn't even
there know. Is. At the end, I play... Like, at the beginning, I only do, like, 30 seconds of it, because 30-second intro is good.
Yeah.
And then I think the rest of it's, like, 45 or so
wow.
seconds, the whole thing.
Like,
but it, like, peters out. It's, like, some kind of guitar lick.
Ooh.
I don't know. I haven't decided if that's going to be the... Like, if I'm going to keep that or not. Maybe if I come up with something, I might edit it. But
we'll
right now, that's what it is. It's a little, like...
We'll see.
Little guitar lick. But...
Very nice. I haven't listened to it. It doesn't show how much... Well, that's
thanks.
The thing. If you're recording the podcast...
Yeah.
You don't want to listen to it.
I mean...
Because, I mean,
I
it's like, you know what's going on, and it's just like hearing yourself all over. Unless
yeah.
you like to hear yourself talk.
Well,
sometimes I listen to the podcast to go to back to like to see how some parts sounded.
The only time I would go back is if like something really like hilarious happened, like
how nobody caught this, but last week, like right as we closed the podcast, you can hear me right before it ends, like right I squeeze it in, like right
oh.
as you're saying bye, I'm like I made it to the end.
Yeah,
that's like a little Easter egg. I just want to say that
I never found I never found Evan's flatulence.
No, I heard it.
I could never find where it was
I
at.
I heard it.
There was a
I,
part
just,
like,
I just heard, I heard like a little pops, like, oh my god. And then,
ew.
I was like, obviously that wasn't a very good, like, remake of the sound, I'm just saying.
That's
what
that's how my parts sound.
Parts like a chipmunk. You're like, what?
Damn it. You can hear it, okay? This is the part I'm trying to make.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to scan through it on iTunes, but
no?
I could never find the part.
It wasn't near the end, wasn't it?
It was. I don't know. I couldn't find it. But yeah, let's go on to video games after that long, digressing intro. You guys been playing anything this week? I've been playing some Enslaved because I bought that.
Yeah. Why didn't you talk about that? You're
Enslaved.
How was it? Was it like?
It's refreshing to see a game. It's refreshing to see a developer focus on the story.
Who's the developer?
It's Ninja Theory.
Wow.
And they did a good job with Heavenly Sword. There's still... I was hoping that the gameplay would be, like, something crazy.
Unique.
But it's good gameplay, but it's not the most varied gameplay, let's say.
Why?
Like,
is it just, like, a mash button
it's,
thing?
It's kind of... It's, I mean, it's a hack
almost.
And kind of... It's a kind of a fighting game. Not a hack and slash, I shouldn't say. But it's like a... You basically have this staff
mm-hmm.
that's your primary weapon... And you have.
Is there weapon upgrades?
There are weapon upgrades,
okay.
So you can kind of, you can kind of upgrade
moves.
Like you have a light attack that's mapped to the X button. You have a heavy attack that's mapped to the Y button, and then certain combinations of those buttons will do like a wide swing attack, and then you can hold it down for like a charge that stuns enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the game, you collect these tech orbs, which allows you to upgrade like stun and
okay.
and kind of the. How long it'll take enemies, or how long enemies remain stunned. So it's good, but it's not. If you're expecting something like Bayonetta,
complex.
Like where it's like in depth charts,
mm-hmm.
in depth upgrades,
oh.
you might be disappointed. But I was in it mainly because they've done really good stories, and this one is certainly not a disappointment. I mean, They brought back Andy Serkis from Lord of the Rings to do all the mocap. He played Gollum in Lord of the Rings. And so he plays...
What did he do? He was the main guy?
He was Gollum in Lord of the Rings. You know that?
What did he do in Enslaved?
In Enslaved, he's the main guy, Monkey. He does the mocap and the voice work for Monkey. And in Heavenly Sword, he was the main bad guy, King Bohan. But,
Ninja Theory...
He is kind of... I mean, he's in the game a lot. Like, there are these, like, weird flashback sequences where it goes to, like, real-life pictures of him. But it's weird because
real-life,
like,
pictures of
Andy Serkis, the actor.
Really?
It's like him with his family or something. So I'm like wondering how that's going to tie in. Like, I'm wondering if there's some kind of connection. Like, there's a weird like little flashes in the game. So I don't know.
It's tied to life.
Yeah, like New York City. Like,
oh wow.
Like,
wow.
It's kind of interesting. So I'm interested.
Do they like mask him for that character?
They did mocap. He does actually. You can tell. Like they use certain features.
Okay, that guy look like Colin.
Features of him, of his face. But so far the story's really good, and that's okay. Kind of the main thing
I wanted. Someone's gonna be opening the door.
Oh.
And it's gonna be like. Rrr, 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 rrr.
It's gonna
more
be like
naked Asian view.
More naked Asians.
Maybe. Let's see.
Uh-oh.
Asian sighting.
The garage is open, so.
We're about to get robbed. Okay. But, yeah. I think they do
good.
A good job of the single overall. Player. And
yeah.
Ah, no.
Pause recording.
Hey, all right. Guys. We're back.
We're back.
And I have a little announcement to make.
Unfortunately.
It's, you know what?
Unfortunately, 5 days have passed.
5 days have passed, and...
No. And
she skipped. No.
World is coming to an end. No,
guys. I have to leave the podcast prematurely because I had prior obligations and the podcast started later than we would have hoped it to.
Really? Someone has died.
David's dying kind of on the podcast.
I have to leave. I didn't even get started. I had such a young life in this podcast. It lasted like 10 minutes.
It was.
You just took a shit in my house and you didn't leave. You took a shit and used my toilet paper.
No, but really, guys, I have to go. I have
yeah, he has to go.
I just put
he
up a new article
dinner,
if you guys want more of me.
With Destiny.
Yep, he's got a
table. Let's talk about FIFA real quick.
Oh, I just put up an article about it.
Yeah, he did.
Oh! You're
so,
on the spot. There you go, read
you guys,
so,
want.
Yeah.
You want to hear David's opinions on FIFA...
Read his article. On VideoGameHenchman.com.
Too bad you can't answer some questions for us.
Hey.
It's okay. They'll be impressed by my syntax.
Should I call him?
Exactly.
Should we call him?
Let's see if he's...
Let's call our St. Augustine headquarters.
St. Augustine headquarters. Let's hit him up. See what they're gonna...
You might have to use your computer for this guy.
That's fine, because I have a cable, unlike you. The power cable.
Calm down.
Get out.
Yeah. What's his phone number? 352-870?
I have no idea. I don't have it memorized.
I'm scared. I'm just the wrong person.
He's gonna call like a black chick because he's gonna be like, "Hey, what you doing? This is a close air."
That was my brother, by the way. He's just like lurking around, eating pizza. Lurking around, watching over us. Oh my god. What's Evan's phone number?
I don't know. You don't have it saved?
I have it.
I
have it.
Terrible.
Sorry. What a horrible friend.
I don't even remember what we were talking about before this. I think it was
we're talking Enslaved. About Enslaved.
So
how awesome it is.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about it because I've got a review.
870-3857?
Yep.
Okay.
I've got a review coming up soon, so.
Review? Video?
Not yet. I don't know if I'm ready to bust out the video review just yet. We'll
get
see.
Video review. That's how...
That hey, I'm gonna edit that.
Hey Evan, we're starting the podcast informally. Oh, you're with your girlfriend. Okay, alright.
How dare you, Evan?
Oh, jeez.
Evan's too important.
Ouch.
There you go. All right.
Everybody heard that. Did everybody hear that?
Yeah, you heard that.
Everybody heard
Wait,
it.
Wait, was that on speaker?
No.
Okay.
Well,
should have been.
Okay, then if they didn't should've hear
been.
It, we're not gonna say it.
Not gonna say
that's
it.
That's just not cool.
Well, I mean, they heard Lance,
oh,
so
really?
It was like...
Oh, what did I say?
No. You're like, oh, you're with your
girlfriend?
Yeah. You're with your girlfriend. Everyone sent hate message to Maggie.
And where's Sean?
Don't do that.
I didn't even ask.
You should have asked if he found Sean or not.
Sean's probably like,
Sean's like roaming the streets of San Diego
until like Sunday.
I see a bunch of hobos and you're asking me for money. I'm kind of scared right now. Come pick me up, Evan.
Oh God, I couldn't imagine Sean just
just walking the street like this.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well,
this is gonna be a great.
We're gonna make 2-player podcast.
Hey, it's
co-op style.
Hey, two guys, one cast.
Yeah, two guys, one cast.
I'm sorry, I can't take credit for that. Like, I can't take credit for that because it was from Mick. Forgotten Gamer.
Forgotten Gamer. Nice. He would do that.
I can't take credit for it. I'm sorry. But it sounded so good. It's so catchy.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Nope.
That's terrible. I still love Scars.
I've not watched that video, and I never want to.
I made Evan. Me and Evan tried to watch it one time. We made it through, I think, 5 seconds.
Oh, and then we stopped.
And then there was a running bet, so that is like,
I was
if somebody if somebody could watch the entire thing, and give them like $1 or something.
Wow.
You did?
Yeah.
No wonder you are the way you are. JK. All right, seriously, I'm out.
All right, David.
All right, thanks for coming. It's been real. My internet bandwidth.
It has been.
Came, used his internet, ate a pizza, drank some water, used his bathroom.
I mean, what more can a guy do?
I'm not your Starbucks, okay? All right, well, we'll see you next podcast.
All right, see you, David.
We'll be more organized then. All right.
We will,
guys.
Yeah, 10 p.m.
I'll see if I can make
it. We're
going to
be watching the event.
Oh, that's a good episode.
You guys are supposed to be watching that.
I've been putting it off way too long. Because
have you even seen it yet? You've seen it.
I have not.
You've never seen it?
I haven't seen this latest episode.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've just been really busy with, I've had water damage under my house and stuff, so.
You can't watch it.
At school, it's just. Everything is
school
just
has been.
I feel like this week it's just been.
But I feel like every week has been.
It seems like the past.
It's been like bam, 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 bam. Because that's how it sounds like.
That's it. Bam, bam, bam.
Bam. Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone style.
But
I don't want to talk about Enslaved anymore. Like I said, I've got a review.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to spoil too much.
You're gonna go in depth.
But it is a very. I'm enjoying it a lot.
You like it?
And the voice acting is really good, and the gameplay is. It's solid, to say the least. It might not be the most expanded, but it's
so
solid.
Is a girl useful? You look
like yeah. It's not co-op. It's not a co-op game, but you like there's some good situations where they implement where she makes a decoy and stuff. So
where she's like, I don't know.
Yeah, she projects this thing. Yeah.
Does she open locked doors?
Yeah, she opens locked doors. You know, how every woman.
She would. But let's see.
But yeah.
So that's it. Comic Jumper. Did you download?
I actually did not.
When did it come out? Yesterday, right? Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesday.
It should be Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesday. Yesterday.
But
Thursday.
Everyone's still hyped up for Sacrifice.
Yeah, everybody. It seems like have you been playing that?
I have.
How is it? Because I haven't even played it.
I haven't played it with the guys, so
I haven't played
really
it.
Enjoyed.
Like I haven't even downloaded it, so.
This is good.
It's good.
I mean, it's good.
I heard. I heard it's kind of a mediocre.
I mean,
because apparently I kind of spoiled the ending for myself, or not really all of the ending, but like apparently I heard that it was like basically the end of the passing, like the same level.
Pretty much.
So that was kind of a bummer to me. It's like you get two new maps, and then you get the last one from the passing. But I didn't spoil anything else, so I don't know how everything unfolds. But I heard that it's the same map.
I mean, map wise,
it's pretty
huge. I mean, it's not bad. Story wise, however, it's like
I think it's a good.
I feel like the comic.
I felt like the comic was maybe better than.
Yeah, it presented a nice forward for it.
Right.
But I feel like it overpowered it a little bit. Like the comic was more.
After I read the comic, I was like,
I mean,
this is a really good game.
Like it's probably going to be a good game. But when you get the
maybe
DLC,
a little overhyped.
It's a little overhyped.
Interesting.
But worth the price. The price is pretty reasonable.
It's $5.60.
Plus no more seats in there, so.
Yeah, I think if you buy the Left 4 Dead 2, and that's a good deal. That's a better deal.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you have the Mac or PC.
Oh, well, yeah, Mac or PC.
$10 like, for a bundle.
It's like...
And it's automatic update for DLC, so.
I think a lot of people probably took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. 66% off. Which is good, I mean, unless you have slow.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the computer to run don't even it, bother that's understandable, trying it, you know? But if you have the, if you're into PC gaming...
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just check it out? And I also wrote an article regarding some of the...
Boobs?
Safe room...
Boobies?
Boobs? Tacky boobs?
I clicked on that article, I was like, what is this? Like,
I don't know.
Boom.
Like, and it's like, crop shop?
Yeah. It was like... Boom,
booms,
then like full shot, and then just bam right on the crotch.
Yeah, man, that's how you do it. But there's like nothing there.
I guess so.
No.
Did you like my Photoshop skills on my?
That was pretty cool. That was really cool. I didn't. I actually thought I was like, did you even do this?
No.
Because I mean, the games that are on there
match up with
your list. So I was like, it can be like a Toys R Us level thing.
I got a...
That's pretty cool. You got creative a little bit.
My Photoshop skills,
you
I was
mean
like...
You mean a collage of video games coming out in 2010? Hey. But I feel like there's more games coming out.
There are. Well, that was
your highlight.
That was my, like,
your
hype list.
Hype list. Yeah.
Basically what I was looking forward
too.
To.
I might put up my
Except
own
there
hype
was a, there was one or...
But I think you pretty much covered most of the main
yeah.
attractions.
Those are the big ones. Mm-hmm. I feel like one that I actually failed to mention as kind of one that was low on my list was Tron Evolution.
Tron,
whatever it is. That one kind of looks fun, but it looks very bland. I don't know if it'll...
I haven't really seen any gameplay from it.
I saw a few gameplays, but the controls look very sticky. Like, it looks very...
Tron.
Yeah, so I'm not really too hyped about that one. And then people were talking about Medal of Honor and Fable 2 weren't on my list. Fable 3, whatever. I don't care about Fable.
Fable 3.
That shows how much I like Fable, because... Personally, Fable 2 was a piece of crap. I couldn't even get past, like, the first chapter.
Peter, Molyneux, you what?
You know, I'm tired of that dude. He's just like, my games are the best games ever made.
I feel like... I don't know. He just needs to get over himself.
He does.
But, I mean, who knows? Fable 3 seems to be...
We could probably move the mic, like, in front of us.
Move?
This is just like
move
us two.
I know.
We just be like... Sorry if it's, like, dragging mic across tables now. But, yeah, I feel like... I'm kind of over the Fable stuff, to be honest.
I don't know. I mean, when I first played Fable, I was like, oh, this is not bad. But
I just... There was nothing that, like, interested me.
Nothing
like,
too interesting?
There
I
was
know.
Nothing that drew me
I
in
feel
about
like the
Fable 2.
Was really crap, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I heard Fable 2 had terrible co-op.
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty bad. But the time where... I think the storyline's not that bad.
That's the thing that I thought would... Otherwise. What interests me is, like, the whole fantasy kind of story, but it, like, there was nothing...
But I feel like it's, like, an over-dramatized fantasy thing, like...
It is, yeah.
I want to get some tattoos.
It's very...
I want to, like, leave with this chick, fall in love, get a dog. It's, like... I don't know.
We'll
see in Fable
3. That's just not one that I plan on playing at all.
Although, so. I've noticed there hasn't been any hype for Fable 3 at all.
Not at all. Like,
so it's been
the creators are trying to, like, hype it up, but...
Well,
nobody's like,
I feel like they suck at the advertising department.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like they had that one thing where you could like create your own character that you could have a side quest with
big,
in the game.
Big
but,
deal.
Yeah.
You know. That's like in everything nowadays.
And then
but,
Medal of Honor was the other one that I left off my list, mainly because all the gameplay that I've seen, it
mm-hmm.
looks like Battlefield Bad Company 2, except Modern Warfare. But
it's made by the same company.
Yeah, I mean
yeah.
it's made by DICE.
Nice.
So not only does like the shooting look the same, it just kind of like I don't even want to say reskin because it all looks the same as Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's just like they may have amped up the pace a little bit. It's
maybe.
All like
just put new weapons and stuff.
Put like some new weapons.
It's like they modded pretty much Battlefield.
Almost because it's like Battlefield Bad Company 2 without the vehicles and it's a little bit faster. So
I don't know.
I
mean,
know, I just,
single player wise,
single player
I
would be the reason I would want to play it.
Yeah,
that would be the only reason.
But I feel like it's.
I think Black Ops is gonna over.
Black Ops
like
will probably over because I mean it's 3.5 weeks before Black Ops.
Yeah.
Comes out, so that's like people will be playing it for 3.5 weeks.
What?
Like,
when does Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor comes out.
I can't remember.
I can look it up.
14th?
14th? Is that what it is?
I think. I'm not sure. I know Fallout New Vegas 7th, 18th, if I'm mistaken.
October, really?
Mm-hmm.
And Black Ops comes out, what, November 16th?
November.
October 12th is Medal of Honor.
November 16th, yeah. Black Ops comes November 16th.
October 12th, Medal of Honor.
That's not a long way. That's
Tuesday.
That's
freaking next week. Wow. I did not realize that.
But I mean, I was reading the comments on your article, and I've noticed that someone made a good point. That's almost a $460 list of
games. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, luckily I have a birthday that's, like, smack
dab. We're so spoiled. Yeah!
I mean, like, I will get a couple games for my birthday, so I don't have
like, to I just feel, I mean, to the average bear, people...
For people who don't have really the luxury expensive. Of, say, having a birthday or I don't know...
Or Christmas.
I mean...
Jews! I just feel like, I don't know.
It's a hefty amount of money.
It is. $460. I mean, and other games coming out. There's especially if you're buying collector's editions and stuff.
Yeah,
it's really
going to
cost you quite some moonies, but, you know.
It's tough to say.
It's two on their own, I guess. Because
you just got to kind of pick and choose which ones are going to be the best ones.
And trade.
And I guess so. I mean, with that new GameStop thing.
I actually saw. I have a brochure.
I think me and you both signed up for it.
I haven't.
Did you sign up
for
it? No, I actually did.
It's like a silver card, isn't it? Like
yeah,
a power
it is.
Trade?
I'll show you actually.
Fancy. It's, yeah, they have a new thing going
it's
on.
It's called. What is it called? I can't
like
remember.
Power.
Power,
power trade.
But yeah, that's it. Power rewards. I mean,
it's a pretty nice card.
It's a silver card, and you go online.
There's a silver card and there's a black one, if I'm mistaken.
Oh, is there?
There's a black one where it doesn't give you that much. Silver one costs you $19.99, if I'm mistaken. Did it cost you anything?
It cost me because I didn't have an Edge account.
And this became your Edge card?
Yes.
This is your new Edge card?
Like, I paid $15 for that.
And did it give
like
you Game Informer?
Gives me Game Informer, gives me everything.
1 year annual?
Yeah, 1 year.
That's pretty cool. I think they pretty much amped up their Edge card.
I think so. And
that's
now you can
one.
Go online and you get points for
you do.
Doing stuff.
You get
like, I got points. And there's also like a special offer to where I can buy two used games and get one free.
Nice.
Like, I think any price.
That's pretty cool. I mean,
so
GameStop has really been trying to improve their systems. I mean, not that I'm
trying
to kiss some ass. Although...
How did that go, by the way?
I don't know. I don't know.
Cannot
disclose. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
But I will make sure to make an article if I do get the job.
Nice.
But,
best of luck.
Speaking of promotions, though, I was looking at... I buy some games in Best Buy sometimes, and they sent me this... They have their own magazine. I just noticed this. It's called Gamer.
I saw it. I walked in there, I think maybe a month ago or something, and I saw it laying on like a table, and they had like a big display of like...
They sent me a magazine. I think it's just a promotion copy or something, but maybe because I bought a game there or something. But because I have no subscription with them, so I don't know how they could send me a copy. But it had $200 worth of coupons in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
$10 off Shattered Dimensions.
Really?
And there's quite a lot of coupons in that book. So, I mean, if you want the alternative from Game Informer, you want to check Game.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
because there's some coupons in it that are...
Game Informer doesn't give you any, like...
Mm-hmm. Game Informer just gives you reviews and cheat codes.
Yeah.
I mean, this one probably doesn't give you cheat codes.
But how many people actually do cheat codes? If they do...
Nowadays, I don't even think
if they do, if they do, like, who doesn't just look online, you know?
True that.
So,
and who doesn't look online for reviews either?
Actually, most games, I think, just have them as, like, an unlock towards, like, oh, you've unlocked cheat codes. Now you can turn such
now
and such
can.
On.
Just for free mode.
Yeah.
You know, but lately, it's like, who cheats nowadays? Except for multiplayer.
I mean, well, that's more of like hacking.
Yeah, but
that's not even cheat codes.
That's not even legal cheating. That's like illegal cheating. But, yeah, I mean, check that out, Gamer.
I guess so. I haven't really played anything else other than Slave, though. I've been playing a little bit of Hydrophobia.
How was that?
But
no,
I'm not really
still,
liking that
still
game.
Still disappointed?
Still very disappointing.
I really regret $15 for that.
That's a Modern Warfare 2 Mac Bar.
Did you see that, like, both of those are, like, half off?
It's 600.
Yeah, 600. Like, the two map packs. Mm-hmm. I was really tempted to... like, whenever I saw that, I was like, hydrophobia.
Could what have been. It'll been. Just, like, haunt you under the dashboard. It's like...
But, I mean, I figure in a month I'll be playing Black Ops and it won't even matter. So...
True that. What's the point of it? I think that's why they dropped it off.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Black Ops is
I think they want people to still play Modern Warfare 2 because mm-hmm. that's technically...
I don't. I don't even know who plays Modern Warfare. Thing. Does your brother?
My brother does.
What an addict!
I mean, doesn't he play
Halo now?
He plays that. That when he
did he
when
ever
he
buy
jack,
his own?
He plays that whenever he can't jack my copy of Halo
he
Reach.
Wants a jacket.
I think he's getting Halo Reach for his birthday though.
So he's
his birthday.
Why would he even bother getting Halo Reach when he could just get Black Ops?
His birthday's in 18 days, so he wants Halo Reach.
No.
I mean, he's really big into the Forge. So,
oh, he enjoyed it.
Like that's,
yeah. I mean,
in Halo 3, besides matchmaking,
as long as he enjoys it,
he's a big Forge. Like,
I might sell my Halo 3. My Halo Reach.
Are you really?
To you, if you want.
You need to keep that.
We can bargain.
No, you need to keep it.
Podcast.
It's a good game. Oh man,
I haven't even finished single player.
Haven't finished the campaign.
Well,
I can't believe it.
But games I played Dead Rising 2. I traded my PlayStation 3 copy for an Xbox.
I heard. Any noticeable differences?
Frame rate issues. I feel like PS3 was... I feel like Dead Rising wasn't made for the PS3.
Right.
And they just, like...
Ported it.
So now it's...
Kind of the Bayonetta issue of, like, mm-hmm. bad porting.
Pretty much, because Xbox 360 was much better.
Smoother experience kind of thing.
Yeah. So, hopefully Portal 2 doesn't do that.
Oh, man. Well, see, I was planning on getting Portal on the PS3. Because that was, like, the flagship thing. Like, Gabe Newell was like... Portal on the PS3 mm-hmm. is going to be, like, the best experience you could possibly have, because they're going to have that new Steam.
So are they making Portal PS3?
I would imagine they're probably making it for PS3.
For PS3? And then they're just going to port it for Xbox?
Either they're making it for PS3 or they're making it for both, like, concentrating on both versions.
Well, I hope they don't.
But...
Mix and match. But Dead Rising 2 is pretty fun. Haven't finished it, actually.
Oh, really?
I haven't. Been too busy, but that's my excuse for everything.
Well, that's... I mean, we're all busy.
We're all busy. Real life has been
swamping us this week.
We haven't
enjoyed
ourselves lately, but it's pretty fun. I enjoy it. I'm actually surprised I played a night. Like, I work a graveyard shift. I don't know if people know this. I work a graveyard
I think
shift.
Some people know it. Yeah.
Yeah, if people don't know it.
you're like the dude in Ocarina of Time that walks around the graveyard, just like
exactly. Yeah. In the
old people.
But usually when I play a game, it either makes me sleepy or just like
this
is boring. But for some reason Dead Rising 2 has kept me awake till the whole night.
Well, that's good.
So I mean I'm
it seems
sure
like it has a bunch of options that would
it
keep
has.
You
and I've noticed there's like there's a girl like the Otis version.
Oh, yeah.
The one
I've
who
heard
talks
about
to you.
Her,
yeah, and she tells you where the survivors are sometimes. And there's actually hidden survivors where she doesn't even. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. There's actually, like,
wow.
some survivors. So, I mean, and they come out on certain times.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the
I
thing.
Imagine.
I
that's
mean,
a...
I was wikiing it.
Dead Rising is all, like,
yeah.
time constraint thing.
That's the bad thing about it.
It's very,
like. If you miss something, you're just like.
I think that's the one thing that I was like trying to do everything in Dead Rising 1, but it's like it seems to like you if you want to do everything you have to have like a guide beside you, and it's like go here at this certain time and then go here. You can't waste any time.
I've heard in some places where you have to actually have a piece of paper
really?
Write down stuff. I'm like, why would you even bother doing
See,
that?
See, that's just
you know?
Yeah.
that's just too much work. I feel like although I mean
I can understand them putting content in there, but like that seems like it's a little ridiculous.
Did your brother ever get 1,000 achievements for it yet? No, probably not.
I actually don't know. He's been playing it like nonstop though.
I think they stopped playing it for a little bit.
Yeah, I think he did a little bit
because they're done with it, from what I heard.
Really?
Yeah, they went to overtime.
Well, I think he's beaten it like 5 times already.
So,
but
I mean, I guess you
can
play
a game
so many times.
I feel like they're gonna get burnt out.
Hey,
like
stop it.
I just hope they don't get burnt out.
I hope not either.
They need to savor the Dead Rising. But hey, that's good for me because now I can jack his copy and play it.
We can play co-op now.
Exactly.
But it's not bad. Although I've heard that if you co-op with someone that doesn't have a list of survivors, your list will disappear as well.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. So if you join someone with not a lot of lists.
Right.
Am I saying it right? I went all right. Asian chops. Like, it went dumb.
Like, if you join somebody who has...
If you join somebody who has an incomplete list of survivors.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Your account will get affected.
That sucks. Yeah.
So that's why people have to join your game, because... But that's the only thing that I've heard.
Huh.
Yeah. So it'll screw you over.
Oh, man, that's insane.
But if you join someone else's game that has a complete list, you'll get all his stuff.
Well, I guess that's kind of good. I don't know. Seems like a way to kind of boost.
Everything's boosting.
Boosting
in real life.
Even boosting in Dead Rising 2. Who would have thought?
Terror is reality. But other than that, that's the only game I've been playing.
That's it.
Except Left 4 Dead 2 on the Mac. Yeah, I've tried it out, and it's not bad.
Yeah, I was watching you, and it was...
Yeah.
It looks like Left 4 Dead 2.
It had frame rate issues.
It wasn't that bad.
It was actually pretty smooth.
It was running pretty smooth.
But my Mac has one of those expensive ones. So.
Yeah, you have the very nice Mac.
Yeah, so...
Whenever I downloaded Portal was okay on mine.
Was it smooth?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Maybe it should work. But you don't want to risk it.
I mean, I just have the game, so I wouldn't.
You know?
I kind of prefer the controller. I don't know. That's just me.
But there's mod maps. That's the good thing about it.
Oh, yeah. The community for those games, mm-hmm. especially Valve games, are insane.
But pretty good.
Yeah, I think that about sums it up.
That sums up. So, Sean, what
are you playing?
Well, I've been playing Halo Reach.
Playing some Comet Jumper. And I like those guys in Twisted Pixel. I think he's played it.
Hmm.
He favorited a video of, like, from a song from that game. I want to say, he's a big Twisted Pixel fan. So he liked Explosion Man and stuff.
He jumped on that bandwagon quick.
I've read a bunch of, like, it seems like mixed reviews. At one site, I heard that Comic Jumper was really bad.
Four-player podcast.
Ooh, not to mention names, but yes, that was a
not
site.
Not to point fingers, even though it's sort of true.
They
check their site. They really gave it a bad
They
review.
Ripped Comic Jumper a new one.
Why?
I don't know. They said it was...
Who reviewed it?
It was a guy named Joseph.
A guy named Joseph. You should have just Joseph.
Well, but yeah, he was complaining that it was...
Atrocious.
The dialogue was so bad because it was trying to be funny. It was kind of like that.
But it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny.
Oh no!
And he said the gameplay was just boring. Like combat was just.
A history of Joseph. Dull. Has he been ever like? Is he a bad?
Seems like the
honesty.
Seems the hydrophobia one was spot on. Like about what I had to say about the game.
Okay.
But. Yeah, he seemed to really not like Comic Jumper.
Maybe he was in a pissed off mood. Who knows?
Who knows? But I know Giant Bomb gave it like a really good review.
Oh, really?
They said the gameplay wasn't the greatest, but they said that the dialogue and the comedy made up for it.
Well, maybe we'll put up a review.
So, who knows? I don't know.
We'll try to be as honest as possible.
Exactly.
But, I mean, many people have different varieties of humor.
Sure,
people will find it, oh, this is so freaking funny. Like,
yeah.
Sean. Sean finds...
I imagine probably if you like Explosion Man, you'd probably like Comic Jumper.
Yeah.
Granted, it's not the same style of gameplay,
but
I think...
It looks funny already.
Yeah, I think the humor... If you like Explosion Man, would probably be there. Evan, what are you even playing? I don't know. I've been playing some Dragon Age Origins.
Has he?
I don't know. That's just like one of his.
You need to be quiet.
I've been playing some Oblivion.
Oblivion.
I can't do it.
Fallout.
I can't do it, Evan. I don't know what Evan sounds like. Radio silence.
That would be so weird. Like you just change like.
I just have like a voice modifier right here on the side of my neck.
Hey guys. Oh god.
Come on, I'm Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. But that's what we've been playing, you know. It's been a busy week.
It has been.
very busy. So
hopefully it's not that busy. I mean, sorry for the articles as well. I mean, we try to keep it as updated as possible. I haven't put out the gaming headlines in a while either.
I had Wednesday. I kind of slacked off and posted my article Thursday.
Yep.
But
hey, but people seem to don't have a schedule anymore, though.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
it's more liberal.
I think so. I think, I mean, having a schedule, we might have those days where it's a little bit slow, but
I think
it'll keep our content fresh rather than kind of stale and, you know, like, dished out.
And I don't want it to be forced either, content.
Right.
I mean, just let it go if you feel like writing it. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about, I guess.
Like, that was kind of how it was Wednesday. Like, I was busy, and then I got home, and I was, like, trying to think of something to write, but then it didn't hit me until about Thursday morning or so, and I was like, oh, why don't I do like a what I'm looking forward to, see if people like that. And I mean, it seems like people enjoyed it. I mean, got a pretty good amount of comments, so.
Although my gaming headlines haven't been getting comments at all. Whatever.
You know, I enjoy them, so
haters.
How about that? How about
haters?
Haters but, gonna hate. Exactly.
But, yeah, we'll try to get as much stuff up as
I mean, obviously we're trying to keep it active, but sometimes there'll be those days when life gets in the way.
Swamp.
But, yeah, let's move on to news.
Let's go.
News. How about
theme.
That news?
How about that news? News theme.
There
you go. That's the Wii Sports.
Crap.
Wasn't that the Wii Sports?
I think that was. I was trying to, like, think of, like, CNN or something, but it didn't happen. Alright, so...
God!
We've only got one news post from in the forums. I've got stuff pulled up.
We got some stuff to talk about. More.
Hey, Super Dave, I thank you for contributing to the news. I know people are probably busy.
You get $500.
Hey, you get free
Marcos pizza.
Free Hummer. Lance has donated his Hummer.
Probably not.
he says that the what is this?
What?
3DS's Street Pass communication feature is tag mode done right. What does this mean? Hold on. The article is taking a while to load. The DS's tag mode is an underused feature of the hardware.
Is this like instant messaging for 3DS almost?
Let's see what... Fishing a nuke called Carry Around, Affect Each Other, and Something New Every Day. It might be more even... Video shows a street
pseudo
pass profiles? With the systems interacting with each... I guess your systems interact with each other by just passing by people.
Okay, tag mode is underused. Carry around, affect each other.
I guess game stuff can, like, be exchanged between people. So, apparently there's a video showing, like, Super Street Fighter 4 players engaging in a battle without their consoles ever being open.
But how can you...
I don't even know. That's kind of weird.
That is weird. Like, how can you really play a game when you're not really playing a game? Are you playing it with your mind or something? Inception style? I don't know. I think they're thinking way too much. Like, they're thinking so ahead. Like, they're thinking forward.
It's very, like, futuristic.
Yeah.
Like, you're interacting with people without even knowing it.
Although 3DS does look very promising.
That's kind of interesting, but I don't really know what to make of it.
I mean,
I guess it's kind of cool that you can interact with people without just by passing next to them, but...
And what does it do?
The article didn't really say. I don't really know what the potential of this could be, but... Certainly an interesting thing... But, I mean, how many people are going to carry around their 3DS?
I don't even know how big the 3DS.
I'd say it's about the same as a DSi or so.
Okay.
You know, it's a pretty compact device, I would think it would be.
I feel like a lot of people have DS anyways.
Yeah. It seems like DS is more popular than PSP.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I don't really know where it could go.
Because I feel like DS is... You just put me on, like, my soapbox, but DS was, like, it covers the screen, you know? It has two screens that it covers.
Yeah.
The PSP has an exposed screen,
right.
I mean, a glossy screen where you can just scratch it up.
Right, right, right.
You know, so that's the bad thing about PSPs. Unless you have a case
for a PSP. But I mean, and it's that kind of defeats the purpose of slipping it in your pocket. It's
really bulky.
It's a bulky PSP, and then you put a case on it. It's like this...
It's 10 times bulkier armored shell.
Unless you want to carry around some kind of weird handbag that holds your... Who wants to do that?
A nurse.
A nurse.
Meal.
A nerd purse.
What? A nerd nurse.
I just pulled that out of thin air.
That wasn't even funny.
Thanks. I was trying.
Get out.
I was trying. Well, thank you, Dave,
for
contributing to the news thread, because we know you're always there for us. Tear. So, anyways, I pulled up some stuff.
All right.
And here is 8 features
Happy
in the
birthday,
new Xbox. Drumline. Xbox. You know, the new Xbox update. Fall update.
When is it coming?
Here's,
out? Dated?
I don't know. It's just fall. There is no date yet for this thing.
Okay.
But people are speculating that it would be either before or on the Kinect launch, because it's the dashboard that you need to navigate Kinect with. So it would only make sense that it would either come out with Kinect or before Kinect. I mean, because you have to have that dashboard to navigate with Kinect. You know what I mean?
I feel like the Kinect thing is just...
Well, we won't even get on to that.
Yeah, that's
but here's 8 features that you might not have known.
Okay.
Of course, there's the cool ESPN stuff, but 8 other under-the-hood stuff is the new improved voice quality is going to be with this new update.
Mm-hmm.
So they're implementing a new codec that will be higher quality voice chat. Apparently an improved experience for changing your gamer tag. So
you can change your gamer tag now?
Well, it's like,
yeah,
I guess whenever you go to pay and stuff, or whenever you're typing in like a gamer tag, if that one's already taken, it'll randomly generate like 5 suggestions and your avatar will like spin a wheel. I guess it's kind of a subtle little thing. Apparently they streamlined the dashboard keyboard, or the virtual keyboard, whenever you pull it up for like messages and stuff. Apparently made it easier for signing up with Xbox Live. Just
really?
I think it's easier to use virtual keyboard. I don't know about that, but they've improved the Xbox Live Marketplace UI and browse experience. The avatar changes are getting a slight update. So basically that means your avatars are going to be more proportional to what a normal human being would look like, instead of kind of pudgy. And now it's like, if you're skinny, it's going to like show you as skinny, not just kind of like, you're an average size guy. You notice
that's
that
really
like
depressing.
It doesn't really show you as like
really
skinny. Now it'll show you.
Like,
it's going to be like bodacious hips. And
you're
it's
a
like,
fat ass. And you're just like... Make your avatar like this fat freak, and you're just like,
thanks, Microsoft.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
But yeah, apparently they're more proportional.
No.
And that was for Kinect games, so that they can interact with Kinect games.
So you can see like this fat guy like
oh, God.
I can't have that happening to me. I'm sorry, Microsoft.
Apparently, wireless network selection is going to be a little bit more fine-tuned, so it'll be easier to see which wireless networks are displayed.
Can you save it now? So if you move, please. See, that's the thing I've noticed. Like, if I go to one place, I want to save that internet connection setting and go to other. Like,
it doesn't do that?
It doesn't.
Oh.
That's the thing.
I could have sworn whenever I moved my Xbox and I brought it back to my house, it automatically noticed mine and logged me in. Huh.
Ethernet cords, it automatically does, but
yeah.
Wireless internet, it doesn't.
Interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, but I have a the password thing. You have to enter your password every time.
Really?
That's the thing. So, I mean...
That's weird. That'd be nice if they fix that.
Mm-hmm. They fix that. Also, I was reading a little something. IPTV with...
I saw that. There's something like with AT&T.
AT&T?
Yeah. What is that about?
I think it's... I don't think they're putting a browser in Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the thing. Because I look what IPTV is. It's Internet Protocol something, something, something. I don't know what the hell it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I didn't even really kind of understand IPTV. Okay.
I feel like it's, I don't know. It's something regarding
it's a like third
DVR.
Party, though, right?
It is.
It has some kind of third party thing.
So, yeah, and... But it has something to do with the Kinect upgrade, update.
Hmm. Who knows? Interesting. Who knows? But the last two things are the ability to sign out other controllers in the sign-in UI interface. And, okay. Apparently there's a new browsing experience for whenever you're viewing your 100% completed games. So it'll be easier to find the games that you've 1,000 G'd. So if that's even the right word. But
I don't know. I only got the 1,000 G'd.
Was it like Avatar?
Like Saw.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Although I can't talk. I 1,000 G'd Harry Potter in the...
Is that the only one you have?
No. I've 1,000 G'd Halo 3.
Oh.
Almost have Halo Batman. Reach. Yeah, Batman, Arkham Asylum.
Okay, stop lying.
Assassin's Creed 2.
We can't talk about this anymore.
I'm sorry, I'm not a
1,000 G guy.
Next article, once it loads...
My internet's really slow.
No, it's just I have a bunch of tabs open. Okay. There was that new Captain America trailer. You see that?
I haven't seen it. Was it good?
Here, it's only a minute.
Let's see it.
Kind of crappy.
All right, go talk.
I might turn off the volume, though, just so that our viewers...
Then how will I hear it?
Okay, you know what? Screw it. We're going volume. If it loads
up. Is the sound even that great?
No, it's not.
Some moves from the Prince of Persia.
Apparently, there's like some wall running in this trailer as well.
Captain America.
It's by Sega, though.
Oh, God. Bayonetta? Whoa!
But, I mean, it looks very bland. Like, the characters look good, but it seems like the environments are kind of...
Well, he is fighting Nazis.
Yeah.
It is very bland. He has repeated the same move.
See, I mean, look
at
that. That was very Prince of Persia.
It is. What? Slow motion. Wow!
So I don't know what to make of it.
That shield thing was just...
Yeah. But
I like the slow motion thing going.
There's a bunch of shield bashing.
Yeah. I mean...
But coming from Sega, that has me worried. Because...
Well, Sega has a history of shit games.
Yeah.
It's a Bayonetta, but Platinum Games helped them out.
Yeah, that was Platinum Games. If this was Platinum Games behind it, I have a little more...
You're a little more confident.
But I don't know. I don't know what this...
I'm sorry.
That wall running Prince of Persia thing looked kind of
bad.
When
is this coming out? If they have a trailer out already... I don't know when it's coming out, but... It's going to be coming out. They're going to rush this game.
It did not look very fine-tuned.
Although, Shattered Dimensions was pretty good.
That's what I heard.
I played it in Best.
Did you?
I did.
A little demo?
Or a little bit.
I do want to play that game, but I don't want to buy it.
We'll buy it when it's so cheap.
So yeah.
There's 10 more other games that are
Captain America. Have you seen the new X-Men Destiny? Have you heard about that?
I saw it in the front page of IGN.
It was in New York Comic Con or whatever.
Okay. Do you have a trailer?
But they did have a trailer, but it was very like silhouette. It was just like a bunch of silhouettes. And then it showed like...
That makes it even better.
It was like... It showed all the old... Like, you know, like the Storm characters. And Wolverine. And then it was kind of zoomed out and showed silhouettes of...
New
hip new X-Men who had like baggy... From what it looked like... Like, it was basically black silhouettes, but they looked like they had like baggy jeans and, you know, like a backpack or something like that. So it was like... The tagline was Wolverine and those people can't choose their destiny, but... You can choose your destiny because you're this new hip X-Men or whatever. I don't know.
Well, Wolverine can choose his destiny.
That's what I thought. I don't know. But it's coming from the creators of Too Human.
That game was
crap. So I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't even know how they have money to make it.
Yeah, I don't know why they're... Another game. I don't know why they're even making a game.
See, there's these two theories that if you're going to make a superhero game, either you do it right...
Or you don't.
Yeah. Do it at all.
Like, thank God Rocksteady did Batman.
Yeah. And that
Well, Batman's already had a ton of crappy games.
Yeah.
Like,
it has a history of crap games.
Yeah.
Spider-Man has a history of crap
games. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Shattered Dimensions was pretty good
actually
from what I hear.
Game.
I mean, Arkham Asylum is one of my favorite games of all time.
So, I mean, you do it right or just get out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just hate to see a comic book game
have potential,
have
but
potential, but
it's
crap
just
at the end.
Sucks.
Yeah. So we'll see. Too human. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. So that kind of has me worried. I mean, even though the trailer was a little cheesy. I still kind of had hope for it, but that's not
baggy,
really
baggy jeans.
Not
that's
really,
what people
yeah,
wear.
Baggy jeans.
That's
exactly
what people wear.
That's what's hip.
With
come on, aren't you hip in the style?
Sorry,
man.
I can't choose my own destiny.
God, you're tied to your own destiny.
I'm tied to my, I have a nobody to choose my own destiny. But I feel like I'm sorry. I just feel disappointed about this game.
But
what
you want to get in the Killzone 3 beta?
How do you get in?
You have to be PlayStation Plus.
Fuck!
That's what I was saying. It was like I clicked on the article. I was like, yes, Killzone 3
beta. Killzone 3
beta. Like,
we could, like,
first step, pay for PlayStation Plus. I was like, God.
How much is PlayStation Plus? Like 15? Maybe we should get
one. How much is it? 3 months? I don't know. Apparently, you get like an email whenever you sign up for PlayStation Plus. They will email you and give you a code for the public beta, which starts on October 25th.
I actually want the beta.
So, I mean, if you want in,
so we can
buy PlayStation
we can
Plus.
Talk about it, but
oh, wait, and it's the first 5,000 PlayStation Plus subscribers.
Fudge! it made it even more complicated and complex. And
yeah, okay, that sucks. I thought it was going to be a public beta, but
well,
I guess you have to download this theme
you have
in the first 5,000 people who download that theme.
And how many people in America? 5
in
billion?
U.S. and Europe. So 5,000 out of
100 billion, 1 trillion.
That's people? Some slim pickings.
That is slim. That's like lottery pickings almost.
Lottery pickings.
I mean, people in Gainesville alone is more than 5,000.
Oh yeah. I mean,
that's just
it's pretty right. small.
PlayStation
so that kind of dashed my hopes of getting into that.
We're IGN, so we get
betas. Speaking of more beta news, Gears of War 3 beta coming next year. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Sorry to get your hopes up there, but
sorry, but
that's coming out next year. But it will be a public beta, open to everybody, kind of like the Halo Reach.
Holy Reach?
Hola Reach.
Hmm. I have seen some screenshots of it.
Did you see the new, like, videos and stuff?
For
yeah.
It?
It's looking actually pretty good.
I feel like the graphics
it's
are
very
pumped.
Very crisp. Very crisp graphics.
Very violent.
That's Gears of War. Like, the whole flamethrower into the
yeah,
stomach, like,
and he just turns into like this freaking
oh man, and then ripping off the arm and beating him with the arm oh
and
man.
Like the decapitation on the ground
yeah
and
yeah
like,
yeah
rips
yeah.
his head and you can see the spinal cord. I'm like,
hey, that's Gears of War.
Like, Jesus Christ,
it's pretty violent.
This game is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But yeah, that'll be, since it's in April, I'm guessing the beta will be sometime around March or February. Maybe even later.
We'd be
dead. Let's hope not.
That would be sad.
2011. That's our last year.
That's our last year before the Aztecs.
Before we die. God.
Before.
What are we going to do?
Before.
We're just going to go all crazy.
2012.
Man.
With. Who's that after?
With.
I'm thinking John Malkovich, but that's
no,
not him.
John Malkovich.
Fuck.
It's.
Who are you?
Is it Cusack? No.
John Cusack.
John Cusack?
John
is that
Cusack.
Who it is? Okay. Who's this? Who's this? Cusack? I think that's who it is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cusack.
And what's his name? Woody Harrelson. He was a funny cameo. He was in Zombieland. He was a dude with the
cowboy
hat.
He is there.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he was his friend.
But Gears of War 3 beta. Coming to you before you die
before
in 2012.
John Cusack. Saves his family and leaves you behind.
That's it.
And
let's see. Basically, there's like this interview, or not an interview, but there was an article in New York Magazine that was citing that Spielberg may be working on a Halo movie again. So if the Halo movie
Does
might be
Spielberg
slowly,
play games?
He might be slowly reviving the Halo project, is what they're saying.
Steven Spielberg did.
He did, like, everything. Like, all the greats.
What movie did he make?
Jurassic Park.
Oh.
What else? Didn't he do Jaws? I'm sorry, I'm not a Steven Spielberg buff. He does a lot of great movies.
But I feel like, I would think LucasArts would do Halo.
Actually,
they have a sci-fi thing going on.
That would be kind of right? Well.
I mean,
Indiana Jones, all the Indiana Jones, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, sure. What crappy movie did he make?
Has Steven Spielberg made a crappy movie?
He probably has. I'm DB him.
Viewers, has Steven Spielberg done a crappy movie? Let us know in the comments.
They're gonna be like,
Steven Spielberg is the best. I can't believe you don't know any of his movies.
Steven, what is he even look like? He's a white guy, right?
I can't believe you don't know who Steven Spielberg looks like.
He's the guy like with a beard, like Steve Jobs looking.
Actually, kind of Steve Jobish. Here,
without the turtleneck.
Here's Stevie Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Steve. E.T. E.T., you know, all those classics.
That should be great Halo game.
So, apparently, there was an article in New York Magazine that was talking about maybe reviving it with Steven Spielberg. Apparently, with Halo Reach,
I think he would.
With all this, like, kind of revitalized in the novels and stuff, he would draw more from the novels instead of the games.
You know what's funny? I think
Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, Artificial Intelligence.
Schindler's List?
Yeah. Steven Spielberg.
Liam Neeson?
With Liam Neeson. Wow. With Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon?
What's
funny was story time. I was picking up my sister, and my sister was like reading Coraline comic book.
There's a comic book?
Yeah.
Wait.
Coraline comic book? Coraline?
Interesting. Coraline? Yeah, I know that movie.
Have you seen it?
No.
Anyways, he was like, she was reading it, and she said, like, guess what I got? And I'm like, what do you want? And she's like, lifts this really old looking book. And the first thing I see is Master Chief, like, on the cover. It's like, Halo, blah, blah, blah. Like,
Fall of Reach?
I think so.
Was it Fall of Reach?
I don't think it's Fall of Reach.
No?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But there's like, it's like the first book, probably. Halo, something.
Really? And maybe it was Combat Evolved.
I think so. That's it. That's probably
I don't know if they made a book on that, but that was the first game.
But, I mean, the pages were brown, and it's like, it's an old book. I'm like, are you going to read that? I'm like, seriously? Even my sister.
Wow.
Checked it out. I was like, are you just going to show that off to me? Because I don't like Halo at all. And she's like, I was like, well, sir,
you're such a nice brother.
I was like, well, you better start reading that and tell me all about it.
Wow.
The end. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, that's a great story.
Even kids these days are hypnotized about Halo.
Hey, I mean,
even my sister who doesn't really play Halo.
Well, hey. Do you like Dead Rising 2 DLC? Where you can play dress up?
Oh, sports fan?
What?
What DLC are you talking about?
Apparently there's some DLC where you can dress up as a ninja.
Oh, there's going to be a release DLC. Those are pre-order DLCs, actually.
Oh, okay, that's what it's saying.
They're pre-order DLCs. The Ninjas GameStop. I actually wrote an article about it, if you haven't seen it.
Oh, my bad.
Podcast over.
Oh, God.
But no, there's an article.
So tell me.
About it. The Ninja is the pre-order DLC.
Oh, okay.
And the Best Buy is the...
Apparently, there's a psychopath's theme pack that will be available.
Mm-hmm. There's a psychopath and a soldier's theme pack that has not been released.
Yes.
I have no idea where you can pre-order it. I think Amazon has the psychopath.
Apparently, fans that purchased the high stakes edition got a voucher for it.
For a psychopath and soldier?
Never mind. That was a different thing. I don't know how you get
Best Buy has sports fan, which I have. And
okay.
The ability of that is you can drink pretty much any alcoholic beverage and not vomit.
Oh, okay.
And you get a special move with a football. You
nice.
Get plus life with eating snacks.
Okay, I think I see him right here. He's got like half painted.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's the one.
Half apparently painted. That comes out October 26th.
Okay, so they're actually making people buy it.
Yeah,
because, you know,
and October 19th is a soldier. October 12th is like a hockey mask and chainsaw and stuff.
Psychopath?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
That's kind of cool. At least they're not giving, like, completely exclusive. At least they're letting people get cool stuff.
So I guess whoever pre-ordered it got the first taste of whatever.
Yeah, got it early.
Yeah. Although I heard Ninja was really bad, so...
Oh.
Like, it was useless. So, I don't know.
Well, that sucks. Sorry if you got the Ninja.
Sorry if you got the Ninja.
More Halo games. At Game Developers Conference Online 2010...
Got some pizza, Jacob?
No, I'm good right now. But at Game Developers Conference, apparently Halo... One of the guys that worked on Halo said, wouldn't it be great if we could make a world that was always there for you? Wow, that would be great. So people are saying that...
Because their world is never there.
People are saying that maybe they're hinting that their next game could be a MMO, like Bungie.
No.
So, I don't know.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it because it's MMO.
I don't know. I don't want an MMO from Bungie.
I just feel like they're just MMOing the crap out of everything lately. I mean, what's so good about it?
I don't see what the... I don't know. I've never been into MMOs, so
yeah. You have to pay monthly fees. Final Fantasy
seems like the graphics are never that great on MMOs.
The graphics are never
that
great
because you have a huge world
and people are always like boosting or cheating. So I mean, either way, you're never gonna win.
I don't know.
Unless you don't have a life.
Like,
sorry,
I guess
MMO
so.
Players.
But wow, you're just MMO roast. We're having roast MMO tonight at Lance's house.
Sorry,
come join us.
Come join us. We're just roasting them.
But yeah, I don't want to see them do an MMO, to be honest. I'd rather see them do something else.
Make a new game.
And I don't think Activision will let them do an MMO, would you? I mean, they've already got World of Warcraft and all those under their belt. You'd think they would.
Is Activision working with Blizzard?
With Bungie? Oh, well, yeah.
Blizzard's
Activision.
Working with Bungie, isn't it?
Blizzard and Activision.
Oh, they're together, right?
Yeah, and Bungie is now with Activision.
And
so,
Activision's with Blizzard.
And Activision's with them. So, I mean, they've already got, like, World
like
of Warcraft
team,
and all those guys.
Teamwork.
So, I don't see why Bungie would do an MMO
I
when they've got
they
Activision's already
Although
got
I've,
stuff.
Isn't this the last Halo game they're doing?
Yeah, that was the last Halo game.
So,
why
are they doing it?
They're moving to Activision and doing a new IP. So,
no.
Who knows?
Well,
But
I'm not the Halo fan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, thanks for agreeing.
That was not news. Let's see. Oh, there's a... If you didn't know, there's a nice little update to Halo Reach this week.
Oh, I have seen it.
It did some balancing. People had some complaints with some of the game types and some of the spawns. And not necessarily spawns, but...
Did they update the credit limit?
I don't know about the credit thing, but they updated a lot of the playlists and
cheaters.
Stuff. They've already put in a bunch of implements like credit. I think there's limits to how much you can earn in a day.
And
obviously the
like,
ban hammers swift as always.
The cheat.
We'll be ready to ban you
blocking.
if you do anything out of the ordinary.
Any suspicious.
Granted, they can't stop.
I feel
you,
like
they can't stop you from having your like little brother play the game for 5 hours straight doing like spamming something.
Yeah.
But
I feel like
if you're hacking,
do they ask questions or ban first, ask questions later? Do they do that?
Usually if you get banned, it's probably for a good reason. Like,
probably
you're not
like going to
get randomly banned for just
like if you put like a rubber band on your trigger.
As much as I would like to
that?
Say, actually, you might get banned for that. I don't know. If they find out that you're just like jumping into playlists and leaving all the time, they could give you like a ban for that.
Because
that's just,
you're
degrading the experience. You're jumping into
you're
games where
everyone
you're not doing anything, but these other people are trying to play the
these
game.
These other people are trying to have some fun.
So that they could
maybe
ban you for, give you like a timeout or something like that.
I think it's like,
but,
I think the people who got banned for one day bans.
Yeah.
Just one day, which is not a big deal.
And then later on in October, they're also implementing, going back to Halo 3's booting system. I know you had kind of problems with this Reach one, where it's like one infraction and people
I'm
can
telling
boot you.
This is an... Which is weird, because some people shoot me and I can't ban them, or boot them. And
yeah.
Does it...
I mean, it's good at detecting most of the time whether it's a...
Is
it
like
it's on purpose
like
or
on
not.
On purpose?
Yeah.
It wasn't even on
but,
purpose.
But, yeah, they're going back to the... Later this month, they're going back to the old three strikes you're out. So basically...
Oh, three strikes?
Three
people have to say... Boot this guy.
No, well, basically, if you kill a person three times,
then
like,
you can get booted.
Then you
okay.
then they have the
yeah, that's
to
much
boot.
Better.
Yeah,
because this one, I feel like it was really unfair, and
right.
I had a bad experience with it. You
yeah,
know? I mean,
yeah,
I was just having fun, and I'm sorry, you walked on my
rocket
launcher.
It's.
I mean, I don't know.
I
I'm glad.
I agree.
It.
I agree. They shouldn't have done that,
I'm
and
they're
fixing
it.
So
yeah. That's good. I mean, I'm sure
along
I'm
with
not
that,
alone
but I mean, this weekly update was just a bunch of kind of updates to the game types to make them a little more balanced with the certain game types, and they implemented a Team SWAT playlist because people were tired of just jumping into Team Slayer and everybody voting for Team SWAT.
Yeah.
And so now they just have a dedicated playlist as Team SWAT.
If you want to play Team SWAT, just go there.
And later this month, they're also implementing a Team Snipers playlist. So
it'll be like, they're just like pretty much like making it convenient for most people.
Making it pretty much like Halo 3. I don't know why they didn't. Halo 3 had...
Then why didn't they do it in the first place?
I don't know.
So maybe they wanted to try something.
I guess they wanted to try it out, see what people thought, and apparently people still like Team SWAT and Team Snipers. So they're bringing both of those playlists back. Thankfully, I was a big fan of those playlists as well.
There you go. More reason to go back.
And just little tweaks here and there.
More reason to go back to playing Halo Reach.
Exactly. So I actually
Halo Reach.
I need to get back into playing some Halo Reach.
Can't wait to play it.
Hey, can't wait.
Are you ready to play Halo Reach?
Nope.
Ready doesn't even fucking describe it.
You know. I mean, like we said earlier.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Awesome Reach?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Sorry, my bad. I'm not Sean, okay?
I know, Sean would have been like...
Sean would have been all over that reference. Probably not. like we said earlier, Left 4 Dead Sacrifice came out.
Yeah. No Mercy came out with it. New deals. Mutations, crazy deals. Crazy deals and crazy steals.
That's how we do it here.
That's how we do it.
Video game world. Or at least that's how Valve does it. Call of Duty Black Ops is going to be in stereoscopic 3D.
If you have a 3D game.
If you have a 3D TV, you can view Black Ops, but I've heard it's nothing great. So, apparently you're not missing out much.
Almost set my face.
Yeah.
AC-130, no dog. You're just like, no!
You're really getting into the game.
Like, so real.
Whoa! That's like a double Harrier! All the way!
Commander Bro! Oh my god. For some weird reason, I really want to try a 3D TV. Like,
I
would like to like at least try it. Like,
but
like,
I don't want to dish out the cash. Cash money is
2 times more expensive than a normal TV.
So who knows? Maybe if like my dad one day he's like, I'm gonna get a new TV. It's gonna be 3D, and then I'm like, okay, Dad, I'm gonna come over, set up my Xbox
over in the living room.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know when he's gonna get a 3D TV. So if I'm out by then, it'll be like, hey, I'm gonna come check out a game, and he'll be like, no, I'm watching.
If you're all grown up,
ESPN. All grown up. Rugrats.
Progresso. All grown up. How did the song?
I have no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
So I just said, I said the name of the title. It's this sing song. So.
Just like kind of a, you just made up your own groove.
I made my own opening title sequence.
The last bit of news is, oh yeah, Panasonic's new handheld gaming device looks kind of dumb.
I think it's
like, what is there anything? Have you heard about it?
I have. And
is there anything new?
The only bad thing about, I mean, it can play MMOs. That's what I heard.
Okay.
It has a better web browser than most systems, so its main focus is web browsing. So I guess Valve games, probably.
Oh, I guess so.
But my only thing is, what games does it come out for the market? Like, is it online download games or what? That's the thing. I mean,
saying like Battlestar Galactica Online.
Yeah, I would.
Web browser based MMOs.
Oh, web browser like Ebony.
It will be compatible with browser based MMOs from Sci-Fi and Big Point.
I don't know. I feel like it looks like shit.
I think it'll be a flop.
I mean, it's Panasonic.
Yeah, I don't see.
It's not one. It's not a gaming company.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird. It seems like a weird jump for them just to like all of a sudden come out with.
Why are you trying to compete with the 3DS?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know you're not gonna win.
It doesn't seem very good.
I'm sorry.
We'll see when more information comes out. But
it's like the best gaming system. It's like whoa.
And then you can punch us in the face because we were wrong.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg. You want to call Evan, see if he would be available?
Okay.
One more time.
One more time.
Because we're about to get to his favorite part.
We're going to get
Q&A.
To
Q&A
theme song. That's your cue.
I don't have a theme song.
Go ahead.
What should be our theme song this week? Hold on. Let me find something. I want to find something while you... This is on-air phone calls. We don't even know. Good radio silence. Crap. I can't find a good song to play.
Maybe you should just...
Maybe I should just...
die.
Well, thanks.
Never mind. Too late already. No.
Okay, well, I can't find a good song for our intro.
Let's talk to Evan.
But let's talk to Evan live podcast.
St. Augustine, live via Skype. There we go.
Hey, what's up, Evan?
Hey, you're on podcast.
Oh, hi, guys.
So, hey, we're going to be on Q&A now. We're thinking, do you want to...
Is there any possible way you could come via Skype, or are you too busy?
Are you busy with your...
I'm not able to come up, yeah.
Okay.
A good hour and a half or so.
It's just me and Jacob.
It's just me and Lance.
Yeah. Have you found Sean?
This is us begging you to come to the Q&A.
Sean dropped off and ran to the convention.
Wait, did he drive there?
Yeah, he drove here.
Wow.
And he just like parked and ran inside the convention? Like a kid?
Oh, okay. How awesome.
Is he going to sleep there?
Yeah, he's going to sleep over in my
room. In your room?
Yeah, I've
spent all
night. Okay. Just 20 questions with Evan.
Yeah, spooning.
Okay, cool.
Get on.
We'll try to solve them. What's your Skype thing again? Do you have it, Lance? Lance's laptop died, so I have to Skype you.
Okay. What's your name?
I think mine is just
Jacob,
my name.
Jacob Godfrey.
So I think if you search for me, that should be fine.
Okay, I'll try to do
that. I'll have it on, so...
We'll see you in a bit.
We will see you in a few minutes.
If you can't reach us, we'll call. Or you call. You'll call.
Yeah.
All right,
see ya. Dude, that's how we do it on VGH. Live Skype calls.
We keep it real.
We do.
All right.
I guess we could go ahead and start on the first question. What do you think?
Let's do this.
Dude, I like this. You know?
I bet it's a girl singer.
Oh, well then I don't like that song.
It's Colby Cowles, probably.
Crap!
Sorry. Hey, good guitar work, though.
Hey, get out.
You like it?
Is that Pandora?
It is.
How lovely.
Oh no, it's Jason Reeves.
Hey.
We're in Starbucks.
Dude.
Super Dave making us cappuccinos.
Taking our first questions. About nuclear apocalypses.
Nuclear.
Wow.
I like that. I was reading that. I was like, who would actually survive? I feel like I wouldn't.
You don't think you'd survive? No. I think I could survive for
a
while.
I mean, like, if you imagine, like, a movie, like, The Road.
Yeah.
Could you survive?
I could survive.
You think so?
I think I could.
Weren't there, like, raiders?
There are.
Those are the raiders, right? The ones who were,
the crazy, cannibalistic dudes.
They were peeing in the forest, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, one dude was about to pee, and then Viggo Mortensen's like, I'm going to shoot your head off if you look at my boy. And then he shot him.
In the head?
Yeah. He headshotted him.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Remember? The dude was like, why don't y'all come on over in the truck? I got some food for you and your boy. And then Viggo Mortensen's like, don't you step one step close. Don't you step one
step. Don't you get into character.
You come one step closer, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Oh, God.
And then he shot him in the head.
I guess so, because he alerted the guys, didn't he?
The gunshot alerted them. Then they booked it.
Oh, they ran? Okay.
Check it out, The Road.
The Road.
Rented on Netflix.
Pretty good. Pretty dark, actually.
Very.
But I feel like
if you're not in the mood for it, you might feel depressed after the movie.
You might. Well,
I enjoyed it. I read the book, actually.
Actually, it's a realistic kind of ending.
It is.
Let's just say it's a realistic.
I think it's a different take on the apocalypse. Very.
I mean, it depends. If it's apocalypse, then like nobody else is living.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like.
It was very bleak and.
It's a realistic standpoint. You know?
Yeah, I thought it was. I don't know. The book was really, really good, and the movie I thought for the most part did it justice. It's hard to convey some themes through in the movie, but it's a very good movie. Good movie. I suggest you check it out, even though some people say it was too depressing. I thought it was very good.
I mean, he got sick. Spoilers. Well, that wasn't really spoilers.
Wow.
I would get sick. And I would...
Well, let's not spoil it for the rest of our viewers, because maybe they haven't seen it.
True.
But I do not actually know. I think I would survive pretty well in a nuclear apocalypse.
You'd be walking.
I know some skills. I've been camping. I've been. My family's a pretty big outdoors.
I'm not.
We I could probably scrounge up some stuff.
Some berries and cream.
No, well, if we're talking about. I'll just get on my little suit and I'll be like, berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
But I don't know, because I don't even.
And then the Raiders would like eat me.
They would just be like, but you'd just be like.
But if we're talking about the road, there would be no berries and cream. It'd be all preserved, like preserved
like
peaches,
Del Monte,
preserved peaches,
peaches and cream,
peaches, peach preserves, and.
Free cocktails.
And spam.
Spam's actually not that bad.
You know what? I've never had spam.
Really? It's not bad.
I've never had it.
So. I mean, a lot of people say it's like, oh, that's dog food.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm like, so.
It's just, it's oh. So I eat dog so food eat all dog the time.
Good deal.
Yeah.
There we go. Hello.
Hello?
Hey. I'm calling Thomas. Thomas is ignoring me. But, so Jacob.Godwin, Jacob_Godwin, Jacob_NoSpaceGodwin.
Probably no space.
23.
Probably no space Godwin. Try that one.
From Wilmington, United States?
No, that's not it.
Yeah, no, we're Gainesville, Florida, so.
Hold on, let me see if I can find my actual pro. Okay, JG17. No, JG. Go JG1704.
Jump on the E-van.
No cap.
Jacob United States. Full name Jacob United States.
Yeah, that's it.
Full name Jacob United States.
That's the one.
America.
Hit it up. Hit me up.
Fuck yeah. There we go. Evan.
Let's get this video up. Okay, yeah. You can probably hang up. Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
All right, is that good?
Can you hear me now?
Nice.
Yeah,
no, this is...
Doesn't he look sexy?
It's so weird. Well, not like weird, but like weird seeing you without your hair weird.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I got it cut off. Feels good.
He's a new guy.
The thing I always have when I get my hair cut is like it's all breezy. You like feel the wind in your ears. My ears get freezing.
Yeah. It feels good. I don't know.
That's why you need that hat.
I've always had my hair short, so it was kind of like a...
So it's back to normal.
It was like a breath of relief. It was like, oh.
Gotcha. Is David still there?
David actually had to go to a birthday shenanigans, I think, or something. He was eating or eating out to eat or something like that. Yeah. Going out to eat. But we just finished up the first question. If there was anybody... Who in VGH would survive a nuclear apocalypse?
I would say I'd kill you all. So.
Why?
Organs.
No, that's nice.
That's very. So we know who to kill first.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll just gang up on you.
But yeah, I think we'll go on to the next question. Super Dave says. In the age of digital distribution and with companies like Gearbox Software picking up vaporware titles like Duke Nukem Forever, are there any games you would love to see a digital release? It will probably never happen, but I personally would have loved to see Earthbound 64 get a VC or WiiWare release. I was heartbroken when I found out it got canceled, despite the Game Boy Advance remake of Mother 3. We should have had Sean on here. Sean would have, like, eaten up this Mother 3 talk.
I was hoping Sean could stick around for the podcast because I didn't know the convention was going on tonight. But he's like,
hey.
He literally, there's all his stuff right there. He dropped it and
he ran.
So like, wait. So give us the rundown podcast on the podcast. Yeah, this is like. So Sean got there and he was like,
Saint Augustine headquarters.
Sean got there and he was like, I'm out.
He's like, fuck this, I'm out. I need to see my hentai.
I think he must have been excited to
see. He was like, "Oh, so we were just talking for a bit." He's like, "Ah, I'm gonna go to the convention." I'm like, "Oh, I didn't even know it was today." He's like, "Yep."
I thought you were gonna go with him.
Well, I only want to go for one day because it's gonna sound bad, but it's like I went last year, and it's really not that big of a convention.
Oh,
I think the big thing with this year was Mega 64.
Yeah, and they're tonight, so that's why he's going.
They're like all 3 days. They have like something every single
Mega
day.
Mega 64 is gonna be there.
Yeah, they're gonna be there.
No wonder Sean's going.
I was gonna go, but money and stuff. And
how much was it?
I mean, the convention wasn't that much, but I mean, if it was me and Sean, we would probably get like a hotel or something, and that would have been a lot. So you know, us, we're getting like penthouse suite,
love suite,
yeah, love suite with the heart shaped bathtub, rose petals on the bed,
water bed,
lovely milk chocolate candies.
Oh god!
But
did Sean go with anyone, or did he just go by himself?
He had a few friends.
He had friends there.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Because, I mean, knowing Sean, he wouldn't go by himself.
Yeah. But...
anyways, alright.
Not to completely ignore Super Dave's question.
Yeah. So, what is the question?
Gearbox?
I didn't even
get Are there any games you would love to see get a digital release? That's tough to say.
Digital release as in, like...
I think he's maybe talking about... I think he's maybe talking about, like, older games getting, like, a digital release. Because he was talking about... because Dave was talking about Earthbound 64 getting like coming out on like the virtual console or something. No. So maybe he's talking about something like that, where it's like,
I mean, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think for virtual console. Like, I mean, any old game that I'd really want, I could just get on the old system.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, but most of the games that I would have wanted are probably out on the Wii. Like, I know a lot of the Zelda games, like all the Zelda games and stuff. Like the Zelda games are out. So I mean, I can't really think of anything to be honest. Sorry, Dave.
Better go just make a complicated.
Better look next time, Dave. Better look next time.
Exactly. Black Knight asks us, have you ever played a game that everyone raves about and got good reviews, but you just can't seem to find any good in it and not enjoy it at all? What is the game?
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Ooh.
That got a 10 out of 10.
I might actually agree with you. I might agree with you on that one.
It did. You know what's weird? I've never seen any other game that got 10 out of 10.
GTA series, but just, like, when I compare it to San Andreas, like, they took out all the cool stuff, like planes, for example. They took out jets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, they did fix up the combat and guns and all that, but it's, like, I feel like I just miss San Andreas so much. And it's like every time I compare it, and it's like, oh, cool, you can now go bowling with Roman. It's like, why the fuck do I want to go bowling with Roman? Why do I want to play darts? I don't care about any of this shit. I'd rather have fun.
Yeah.
My giant San Andreas map, which I mean, I'll admit, San Andreas, kind of, some areas were just balls in that map.
Right.
Overall.
I mean, there's still. There was some. I remember having some fun parts in GTA 4, though, with that glitch swing set. Did you even hear about that?
I never did that.
Wow.
I think I watched a video, though.
Oh, man.
Like, launch a map or something.
Yeah, I know me and Sean and John kind of screwed around with that, and we would, like, launch ourselves halfway across the map just by, like, rubbing up against this swing set.
Ooh.
It was the, rubbing up against the swing
you're,
set.
You're just, like,
just kind of, I would get, like, humping up against the swing set. No, but, like, it would launch vehicles, like,
vehicles?
Yeah, like vehicles. Cars? Like you would like drive up against the swing set with like a Escalade or something, and then all of a sudden the swing set would just like, and then it'd glitch and like boom and just launch you across.
And the car would be the flying?
It'd be like the car would just like be flipping, it'd be insane.
That's pretty cool.
But other than that,
you didn't enjoy it?
I don't know. Grand Theft Auto 4 was pretty good. Maybe it's just because
I would say
I didn't really like this the atmosphere of the I don't
know. That's just me being a dick.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I mean, not everybody. Yeah,
I mean, not a lot of people. I mean,
not everybody likes
Halo.
Yeah, not everybody likes Halo.
So I'm sorry.
The
only reason I got it because everybody got it.
Another game that got good reviews. I still like. I understand Half-Life 2 is a good game, but I still have yet to see what all the hype is about. Seems like everybody I talk to is like Half-Life 2 is the greatest game ever made.
I feel like Half-Life 2 wasn't even that good. I feel like Half-Life 2 is so long.
It did. It actually felt really long.
It felt really long.
I think I think it actually has some pacing. I don't want to sound negative against the game because it is. I mean, it is a good game.
It's a solid title.
Like, just, I don't see what the hype is around it.
I don't know what the hype.
And actually, I was just looking at an article on Kotaku, and they were talking. They basically put up just the question: what is the most overhyped game? And let like all of their commenters and just chime in on what. And probably the top three things were the Metal Gear Solid series, the Halo series, actually another one, Modern Warfare 2, and then Half-Life 2. Were like the four that I saw the most on there. And people said that Half-Life 2 is just kind of, it's just overrated. Like, it has pacing problems and stuff. It's not as good as people think. And I kind of agree with that. Like, everybody says, like, Sean and everybody, Half-Life 2 is like one of the greatest.
They're just being Valve groupies.
I think that might be the thing, is like people are being Valve fanboys.
It doesn't mean you have to like it.
I mean, it's a good game, but I don't think Half-Life 2 is as good as everybody gets it. I just feel like it's really long.
Okay.
So, if anything, maybe I would say Half-Life 2.
And it's repetitive for me.
Yeah. I also think...
You just do so much. I mean, physics engine is fine, but it's just... The graphic-wise, it's not even there. I don't know. That's it.
I mean, but I still find good in it. Like, he was saying that a game that you just, like, hate, absolutely hate. Like, nothing... You don't like anything about the game. Definitely. I can't really recall...
Dead Rising?
Maybe Dead Rising.
Like, but I feel like that didn't even do that great.
There was still some good parts in Dead Rising, though, so I can't really say that. I didn't hate
Lance's answer is Halo Reach, because he still has not beaten it.
That's what I said.
What about you, Evan?
I thought you said...
End call.
Oh, God. Anything from you, Evan, that you would...
You hate something?
Just Grand Theft Auto 4.
Okay.
Right.
Haters gonna hate.
Let's see. ASDFGH... IJKL MNOP QRSTV with Panasonic's The Jungle being revealed to be able to play browser games and MMOs, do you think it has more of a chance to fight the 3DS more than the PSP, or do you think it even has a chance?
No.
Me and Lance were just talking about this. Have you seen the new Panasonic handheld, Evan?
Yeah. I know. I think that's a very interesting idea. I mean, mobile people can now leave the comfort of their home and play WoW at the same time.
Is that
a
QWERTY keyboard?
It is. I think so.
I just feel like...
Me and Lance kind of think it's going to fail.
It's blocky.
Like people who are hardcore PC gamers are just going to play their hardcore PCs that they spent thousands of dollars making.
Right. Like, who would want a handheld? Yeah.
I feel like even the design of it is blocky.
I don't know the graphical limitations of this thing. I mean, it looks pretty small, so I'm not sure how much it could really output.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of Sega Genesis. Sega, the handheld Sega.
I can see that.
You know? It's really blocky, and...
I don't like the design of it. I think the design's a little weird.
It looks like a Toys R Us game.
It's like supposed to be a laptop, it looks like. Because, I mean, I'd imagine it's going to be, like, the size of our Macs.
Like,
it's probably going to be, like...
Oh, you think so?
It's probably the size of a netbook.
Wow. If it's that big,
I just see this being a laptop for specially designed for,
or like MMOs. A DVD player.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I still feel like it's not.
I think it's gonna flop
because there's no games released for it. It's not a official gaming
license.
I don't know.
Yeah. Also, who knows how much the internet's gonna cost? Like, imagine they're gonna charge for use. Like,
oh yeah.
And what? Online. And what? You still have to be in Wi-Fi area hotspot.
Probably.
So that's.
Alright. Yeah, that's pretty much our opinions on that. Left 4 Dead fan asks, in the world we live in today, where you can look up any information you want with a few taps of a keyboard, we often know a lot about a game's story, characters, mechanics, leveling systems, etc., before even setting foot in the store to buy it. Players' minds are often made up about whether or not we'll like the game before it gets a chance to communicate these things to us within the scope of the game itself. My question is, do you think we know too much and have too much information available?
Yeah.
I
feel like...
Actually, that is a good... he brings up a good point.
Yeah, people get hyped way too much in the beginning. And, I mean, sometimes that hype is really good from purchasing the game.
Yeah.
But at other times, it's like, you're too hyped, you're expecting way too much, and you play the game and it's not up to par, and you just feel like, oh, you know, big deal. So that's the thing. I feel like...
That's the experience of Kane and Lynch 2.
Yeah, exactly. That's my Kane and Lynch 2 experience. So,
I would agree pretty much. I mean, I think that sometimes people
depends.
People have this preconceived notion because of all this information that's gone on the internet, and it can hurt a game. You know, like when we were kids, we never looked up a ton of stuff.
Yeah, we just buy it like, because it looks cool.
We bought the game, and we even trudged through it because it was, even if it was a terrible game, we still bought the game.
And we still played it.
And we still played it. And now it's like, oh, this game is crappy. I'm not even going to bother.
You know, I'm just going to leave it there and not find out what happens in the end.
Right.
Screw this. They didn't even take the time to make a good game, so why bother finishing it at all?
Yeah, and it kind of sucks because, I mean, you want to get those reviews out there to people. I mean, we're obviously doing it ourselves. I mean, we're trying to review games, get people to, I don't know.
To actually have an honest outlook on the
game. I mean, I guess it's just tough to say because you want to help people out and say, oh, this game is really good, or no, this game is really bad. But at the same time, you want to give every game a fair chance.
Plus, I mean, also, back then, the games weren't even that... It doesn't cost as much.
Yeah, that is true.
PlayStation 1 games weren't even $60 to begin with.
And some of those games I even played more than games that I bought now.
50 was, like, the highest you paid. $49.99.
Yeah. Right. So it wasn't even as expensive as PlayStation 1 games. And now, you know, games are just, like... If you make a mistake, it's at your own peer's expense.
Yep.
It's $60 instantly. You know, you're $60 poorer. Which sucks.
That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, that's our opinion. I'm sorry.
I guess so.
I just, like... I mean, sometimes you can know too much, but I don't mind, like, knowing the base... Like, I want to know the basic story. Like, I don't want to be, like... I don't go into a game just kind of blind. I look up and see what I want before I go out. I just don't buy blind games, because, I mean...
Right.
If it's bad, then I'm not $60.
Exactly. Yeah. I think money pays a certain, like... a central focus.
As you get older and you have to be more independent, mm-hmm. I think that's when you start to look up more stuff, you know?
Yeah, be more responsible about what you're getting.
Exactly.
And just not buy games just because it looks cool.
A fact of life is growing up.
Which sucks, but...
Have to take responsibility for our lives.
I hate you. All right, Shiver Timber Mike,
go on. Read it. Go read it.
Read it.
Yeah, read it.
God, I can't read.
Can you read it?
I'm dyslexic. No, I'm kidding. I recently got into. I was just reading it informally.
Here.
God. I recently got into some text adventure games like Higo's House of Horrors and Adventure. Does BGH have any fond or frustrating experience with text adventure games?
Text adventure games.
I actually played Higo House of Horrors and...
Wait, what is that?
It's similar to Monkey Island.
Oh, okay.
Except it's very, it's one of those games that are like DOS games. You know DOS games? Windows DOS? It's very, like, basic.
Okay.
You know?
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's pretty much...
It's kind of like, there's like a black screen and it's just like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like if you're...
But it's...
Effect, like, you know, the talking, like, it's kind of like that. It's just text-based.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know that Monkey Island game where you can actually switch versions, like, like that.
The
like,
old one,
digital, boxy. Yeah, it's pretty much just like that. And what you do is you type in stuff like, check cabinet. And he actually checks the cabinet.
Oh, okay.
Or check, you know. It's like specific words where you just type.
Well, I mean, I haven't played Monkey Island for Xbox Live Arcade, but I haven't played it that much.
I mean...
It's pretty good.
I actually like
it. I played some when I was a kid, but I cannot remember for the life of me.
I actually have a clear memory of it.
Oh, my bad.
But I'm an old granny.
An old granny.
Old granny, but I actually enjoyed it. I had fond memories of it when I was a kid. I liked it, especially Higo's House of Horrors. That was actually a pretty cool one because people actually died in that game.
Evan, did you have any games?
Text adventure games?
I played one once, and it was kind of when I was younger, so I was like, what the fuck's going on? It's just a black screen. Look to the west. I'm looking at a black screen. There's nothing to the west. What the fuck's wrong with this game?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Imagine looking back, if I were to play more so, like, I mean, because like I said, I feel like it's similar, like, I had fun playing, like, Mass Effect and Dragon Age and all those, like, kind of text-based scenes.
Uh-huh.
I imagine that'd be kind of fun to play, like, a...
Yeah, I mean...
Text-based game.
I mean, playing a game like when you were like 10 years old and playing it like when you're like 20 years old, it's a
different
now,
experience.
It's a different experience. Like, I can't believe you like, I like this game, you know?
It's very hard.
It's weird. It's weird back to understand, but it's like, especially like watching a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you watch a movie when you were like 9 and you're like, this movie is so good.
Yeah.
And then you watch it again, you're like, I can't believe I like that movie. So, I mean, some people's opinions change as they grow up.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, that's my answer.
Cool business.
Cool business. That's the final word.
Toddy Lingus asks, my question to VGH is, if the video game industry has found a so-called comfort zone. By this I mean, has it found what works and what sells and are trying to stick with these guidelines in order to make a profit, with the downside being a less creative and intuitive game? I mean, we see so many sequels to titles nowadays, and not a whole lot of companies taking risks with original titles. While I understand that they wouldn't take a risk because they know what appeals to the gaming audience, but why not make something incredibly unique and fresh that appeals to gamers? In my opinion, without companies like BioWare and Eastern developers, the industry would be all generic Halos and Call of Duty ripoffs.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear what you guys think.
I feel like comfort zones are...
Well, BioWare just makes kind of all the same games too, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really want that, but... I mean, I don't think it's specific to, like, the industry. I think, like, just developers have certain games. Like, BioWare makes all these great RPG kind of games.
Yes.
And that's kind of their thing. They're all kind of the same. They're all pretty good. I like them. You know, Bungie's made Halos for the last 10 years. They haven't even touched another thing.
I guess it depends on the franchise, very much. Franchise-wise and, like, what they're good at.
I'm sorry, I just noticed that Evan is talking to a table in a hand.
These companies, they're businesses. They're out to make money, so they do what people want.
Right.
Supply and demand. People shoot RPGs and action and RPGs.
I'm sorry, Evan. I was just like, I was noticing that you're talking to like an empty table in my arm.
I'm looking at the questions.
Okay.
Evan, is your laptop on your stomach?
We're just getting, like, POV.
That's just ridiculous.
Like, this is what Evan's girlfriend sees.
Oh, man, this is how it feels like. Oh.
Awkward.
Breathe in and out.
Anyways.
Shine.
Nice Tony the Tiger shirt.
Nice Tony the Tiger shirt.
Thank you. That's half the reason I got it. It's like, oh, here's Tony the Tiger on it.
But I agree. I think,
Stop! Like, I can't stop thinking. Evan, no. We can't do this.
What are you trying to do?
Alright.
Wait, are we moving on to the next one?
No, I mean, if you guys want to keep going.
Oh. But, okay.
Quick question. Does it sound funny for you guys?
It's alright. It sounds fine.
It sounds fine.
It just sounds different than when I usually normally Skype.
It probably is. It's my computer, so it's probably a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Where's
your microphone?
Okay.
I think it's up there, actually.
Oh.
But, I mean, it sounds pretty good on our end, so it should be all good.
You sound delicious.
One last comment. Like, I know with Toddy Linguists, like, I know it doesn't seem like there's as many original titles, but it's like sometimes I think there are new titles. It just sometimes they don't get hyped as much as such sequels.
Yeah.
So I know that, I mean, if I know, like, I hate to say this, but Activision, I mean, had a pretty good year. Probably had Blur, Singularity. That's something else notable.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know
like
what the other
Alan Wake. I mean, there are good games. Just, I don't think they're not really hyped as, like, oh god, Modern Warfare 2 is coming out, or Black Ops, or Halo Reach.
Yeah. I think it all comes down to, I mean, granted, there are certain things that people like FPSs, and people like RPGs,
mm-hmm.
and people like zombies.
Yeah,
people
like post-apocalyptic,
yeah.
and people like...
So, I mean, those are going to be around a while until people get tired of them. But I agree with you. There are... you and your Pokemon, but I agree
that... This is my goal right now, Pokemon. I've pretty much done everything possible, so I'm actually going to physically have... every single Pokemon. Like, I already
have
my Pokemon.
You gotta catch them all?
But now I'm going to catch them all and have them all lined up in order in my box.
Oh, wow.
You.
Yeah.
You overachiever.
Gotta catch them all. Pokemon.
You're just a regular Ash Ketchum. Where's your hat?
Dude, I think Ash Ketchum my bitch.
Alright, next question.
Alright, next question. Sagamore.
Have you guys ever tried to give up something? What would that be?
Oh, man.
Have you ever tried to give up something, but really couldn't?
What? Wait, say that again? I don't think they heard that.
Oh. I think it's best it stays that way.
Oh, okay.
So, wait, seriousness?
What? What did you say?
It'll only be between you and me, Evan.
You guys,
I think I'm the only one that heard it. But
They're all muted, or is the mic on, like, super extreme?
No.
I'm like, masturbation.
Wow. Okay.
Once you pop,
the
phone don't stop.
We gotta put. We gotta put like a beep. All
right. No, seriously, I know. I mean, I'm doing pretty well right now. I give up soft drinks.
You're doing pretty well.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm just drinking like just water and juices mainly.
That's good.
Well, aren't you the health conscious?
I can't drink soft drinks either because my face gets fucked up. Not that it's already fucked up, but.
Man, you're just harsh on yourself right there. Lance, are we gonna have an intervention?
We're gonna have an intervention. Shut up. Anyways,
are you gonna be like that black?
That little kid from the Goonie getting shot in chest.
that signature is just. Oh man,
I could watch that all day.
That's too funny.
And honestly, the thing that kind of freaks me out is it's so well done. Like the backgrounds look similar in both.
Oh yeah, it's like, I don't know how they did it, but
they're just gift maniacs. But anything you gotta give up?
They're gifted.
Have you ever tried to?
You know, I gave up cocaine, marijuana,
heroin,
hard alcohol, all that stuff.
I know. I didn't think.
Honestly, I don't think I've given up anything. Like I had to give up anything. I don't think I could give up soft drinks. That's pretty tough for me. I live off of my Mountain Dew.
It was hard at first, but like, I mean, it's not really that I even gave it up. I just don't like when I go to the D hall or dining hall every day for school. It's like I don't get like Coke. I get usually just water.
Right.
Well, that's very nice. Good job. Way to be healthy.
First.
Okay, let's go to the next question.
For a little bit.
Zomitos.
Right. Go ahead. Take it away.
All games that are up to be released in a few days. Have you ever wondered how much money you've actually... Oh, God. How much money you've spent on video games itself. How much you've spent and how much you could have bought with that kind of money. Or how even where all that money came from in the first place. Oh, God.
I actually wonder where the hell the money came from in the first place. Like, I didn't know, like, where I got the money. But for some reason, if I have... if I really want the game badly, I would probably get it.
Right.
Like, no matter what. Like, nothing will stop me.
You just, like, scrounge it up somewhere. Yeah. You, like, dig through your couch.
Either I would sell games or something, or sell something, but...
It's very interesting. I'd be scared to tally up all the games that I've ever bought. Like, it'd be well over... I don't even want to think about it. Like, in the article that I wrote with the rest of the games that I want to get coming out this year, it already totals up to, like, $400-something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
are we even going to get that money?
If that's half a year, I mean, think about
the whole year.
Think about what, my 19 years of, although I haven't been gaming that much.
Yeah.
I'd say probably 10 years.
Think about how much your collection is.
Yeah. So, I honestly couldn't imagine how much money I've spent. And I don't know if I want to know how much I've spent. That's the thing. I'd just be like, man.
That's what actually makes you think, like, gaming is really expensive.
Oh, it's an extremely expensive.
It's extreme hobby.
Extremely expensive hobby.
And I mean, as sad as it is, a lot of kids, it they attract kids, even though we don't have money, but they know where we can get money.
Parents, so peeps, your peeps,
your rents,
your rents,
peep rents.
We steal from mommy's purse.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No matter how much consequence you'll get later on.
Yep.
Yep. I'm sorry.
All right.
Fuck the corporations.
Exactly.
You're bourgeoisie.
starts.
Bourgeoisie.
Sure, bourgeoisie. All right.
Fabulous swine of the bourgeoisie.
That's your word. Word of the night last night. You kept saying it.
It was.
Good stuff.
All right, next, Evil Koopo. Aside from video games by itself, what are your other hobbies?
Oh, I play...
You play some...
La guitarra.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding.
Actually, if you want to know something really weird, I used to be... I had actually quite a few hobbies throughout the years. Like, there was one point where I was like, I'm kind of embarrassed, but it was like yo-yoing. I don't know. I was into yo-yos for a while. I know, right? Dude, I could do like... Man, I actually got kind of good at it.
Really?
But
like, could you walk the dog?
Oh, I could do more than walk the dog.
You could do more than walk the dog. I like the way you just said that. I could be like, instead of, no, dude, no. I could be like, dude, I
can
do
more than
just walk
the dog. I can do more
than walk the dog. We can like cut that out and make that a sound clip for
you. Evan, you're going to have to cut that out once you're going to have to download this podcast and cut it out if you want it. But then also I got into magic a little bit. Not Magic the Gathering, but like card tricks.
Oh man,
like David Blaine or
Chris Angel?
Chris Angel. No. Chris Angel's
That's just black magic.
But yeah, other than that, right now I'm big into the guitar.
Guitar.
I mean, that's always been like for the past, I don't know, years or so, I've been playing the guitar. Expensive hobbies. What's all these expensive hobbies? Like, guitar is an expensive hobby.
Did you get that really nice yo-yo?
I actually did get a pretty nice one. Really? I did end up getting a good one.
Like,
but
stainless steel?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, Lord.
Like,
with a little weight to it?
It was a pretty... Lance, what about you? Hobbies?
My hobbies... I actually don't really have that much hobbies. I have it.
You're boring.
I know. No. I mean, I draw, but that's not really happy.
I mean, I did sports, but that's not...
I used to play a game called HeroClix. That was a lot of fun. But I know when I moved out to college, I couldn't find anyone that plays the game in this area.
I've never heard of that.
You and your nerd
gatherings. It's hard to explain. It's like... Chess, Risk, and Dungeons and Dragons, but with Marvel and DC superheroes.
You and your superheroes.
You and your superheroes. No wonder nobody's there. Nobody wants to play with you.
Wow.
But I don't know. For
roast.
Me, roast. Evan roast. Evan nerd roast. I don't know. I don't really have that.
You don't. You didn't have any, no hobbies. Not at all. Like, no, like, no origami.
Sushi making.
No sushi making.
What other? Rice picking.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
What other Asian stuff? Like,
other,
Asian club.
Cup stacking? You never got into the cup.
They don't do that, don't they?
Wait, do Asians do that? I know white kids do that.
I know there's, like, this Asian girl who does it, and she's like, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'm like...
You. Professional eating? You've been to those Nathan's hot dogs,
man.
You know?
I would die. You know us, we're gonna eat
shitload
of hot dogs.
If this podcast would ever make it to any Oriental countries,
they'd be okay because, they'd probably hate me because they'd be like, oh, that Asian.
Oh, man.
I don't know. No hobbies for me, I'm sorry.
No hobbies. Well, thanks.
Well, I probably do have
thanks for contributing. Thanks for contributing.
Sure
that's what I want to say. Sorry. I just want to say, Count Dooku's avatar cracks me up so bad.
What does it say?
It's, what you mean not going to be in sequel?
Oh, because he's not in the sequel.
Right.
What the hell?
Wait, are we coming through my computer? Oh, God. Evan, we're coming through your computer. In my computer.
Wait.
Oh, the last 30 minutes have probably been awful then.
No, it just started happening now.
Oh,
wait, no, it's fine now. All right. Next question. Count Dooku. Do you think they will ever lower the price on games? I mean, $60 is fine and all, but still, that's mighty expensive.
Yeah.
Nope, they never will.
Bourgeoisie.
Well,
the price increase began the second the new generation began, which... I honestly don't understand why they did that. But now that they know they can do it, they're perfectly fine with it. They'll never lower it.
Yeah, probably not. They're never going to go low. If anything, they might go higher.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
If it ever goes higher, I might stop.
But I mean,
they can't, though. Like, Nintendo's
that's a bad thing about
dollars, and you guys there to say pretty.
I just hope they don't go higher. I mean, the demand of the games is really high, so I would understand if they put it higher, because in economics wise, they would.
Man, I feel like, though, that would just be.
That would just kill all everyone, though.
You're already paying $60, and when you think about it.
There's like halfway
done. I mean, three games, you could have bought a console.
Yeah. Like,
pretty much.
180?
Like, 180. That's, I mean, basically, PSP. You could have bought, like, a $200 Xbox.
$299.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, the baseline model isn't.
Oh, you can get 200? The 4 gig
yeah. Xbox. So, I mean, what do you. This is coming back to the game, how much we spend on games.
I'm telling you. I mean, I think that's the theme of today.
Man.
You know, how much money is ridiculous these days, you know, especially the economy.
It is.
Then let me go to the economy. All right, next.
All right, let's go to the next one.
So, I think the last one.
Is it the last one? Yeah, it is the last question from Spider Zero.
Refresh the page first. Oh, yep, it's the last one.
Refresh the quage, make sure quage. We get the quage. the Dennis Quaid.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Dennis Quaid?
Who is that?
Dennis Quaid, he's like...
Quaid?
Quaid, Dennis Quaid.
Who is he?
You don't know who Dennis Quaid is?
I'm sorry. Who is he?
I don't know. I don't know what movies he's been in, please, but shut up. Dennis Quaid. Look him up.
You know his face?
Spider 4...
Thanks.
Spider 0416.
With all the hard work you guys put on the site, sometimes I think the site is being underrated.
Oh.
People don't realize how great this site is. Aw, and I feel bad. How do you guys feel about that? I feel bad too.
Hmm.
I don't know. We're just trying to...
I cry myself to sleep every single night pondering that same question.
We're just taking it one
Evan,
day at a time.
Evan's like fetal position in the shower every night.
I mean, I've checked our stats, and just like within the past few weeks, we've already racked up to 5,000.
I heard.
Yeah.
Like, what? Didn't we just have 2,000?
Mm-hmm. We have 2,000 like this month alone.
And then we already got and like 3,000 more page views?
Yeah, 3,000 from probably like, I mean, past few weeks is including the right. The ending of.
Right.
September.
But still, that's like, it's insane. I mean, it's only 8 days into this month.
So, I mean,
our site's only been up for what, 6 months?
No, like, when you think about it, it's less. It's like July, since July, right? June.
When
did we start?
Was it before that?
Right when I left.
Can you go to the blog real quick?
It was June because, okay, E3 was in June. That's when we pretty much started, right? June, July, August, September. So, almost 5 months.
It's almost 5 months. It's not even 5 months.
I mean, it's not even 5 months yet.
And
that's insane.
I mean, looking at the charts, what we have, it's going up.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the views like go up exponentially every single month.
And yeah. I've noticed.
Like,
I mean,
last month, like before September, our site only had 10,000 views, and then we doubled by the end of September.
Yeah. Right.
So I mean, I would think of that. I would take that with a grain of salt, though. But
true.
Still,
you never know how the statistics really are, but
still, it's actually.
But I mean,
pretty good improvement.
If you notice, I mean, it's not every time, but we still get like 20+ comments on like an article a week. You know,
and we still get comments and articles, and we've pretty much seen people actually, you know, come back.
I mean, I'm glad that people really like the site, and
it makes us happy. It makes us worth.
And if people feel, you know, if people. Really want the site to do good, I'm glad, because that'll motivate people to, you know, get the site out there,
get
more
together,
and maybe, you know, tell other people about the site.
Because like my only like thing I kind of feel sad about sometimes is like, well, I know people are coming, it's just like they're never really active in the forum, like,
right?
Sometimes there's days where the forums are dead, and sometimes there's a day where
days
there's so much going on.
This week has been dead.
Have we reached 3,000 already?
Just like people will post, sometimes they won't post.
Really?
But I agree. We have
some. I mean, some.
I'm really thankful for the users that are active, because they're really great users.
If you actually see the users who are active,
true. And
not that I'm like pointing people who are not active, like,
right?
We're not.
But
mean,
I mean,
it's not like we're not thankful that
I mean,
they're there.
I'm glad we have,
activity.
I have.
On.
like we have some of the best, or at least I think some of the coolest fans. Like these guys are awesome. But I mean, it'd be nice to see more people get involved, you know, rather than just maybe
a
comment here or there, or you know, lurking in the background, so to speak.
But, which a lot of people do.
True, or I don't know. I feel like people sign up for the forums and then kind of just go off, you know. I mean,
it's not like you can't see the forums without signing in. That's
true. So I don't know.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm happy for where the site is going right now.
I do. I mean, who knows where it's going to go, but
we don't want to overexpect too much.
True. I mean, we don't want to have too much expectations, but
exactly. But I mean,
it's always good to dream a little bit now and then, right, Evan?
Yeah.
He says right.
Exactly what you just said.
Exactly. While you're playing your Pokemon.
Your Pokemon.
Well, no way at all was I distracted by trying to breed Tyrogue so I can get him on top and therefore get more Pokemon for my cause.
Alright, well, that was the end of the question.
I have a Word document listing the Pokemon I need, and every time I get one, I just delete it off the
document. Wow. Man, you're dedicated.
How many Pokeballs do you need?
Dude.
How many Pokeballs?
What?
How many Pokemons are there?
Right now there's 493.
I thought there was like 150.
What the frick was that? Sorry. Wow, that scared me so bad.
That's our ending music. Yep. I think Evan.
I think he's
had a stroke or something.
I think he's frozen.
Oh
man.
Oh no, he's lagging.
Oh man.
Oh, he's back.
I can faintly hear you guys.
Okay, wait. Hold on, press pause. Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay, that was weird. You kind of glitched there for
a
second. But that concludes the viewer questions.
That was it.
And thanks for... I'm glad you guys took the time out to send in your viewer questions. Even through your busy weeks. I know we've had a busy week. I'm sure you guys all have busy weeks.
The night.
But I'm glad. Hey, no, I don't care. As long as we get your questions, I'm always happy.
Hate them.
And I know Evan's... I thank you, Evan, for taking the time out of your busy day.
Thank you, Evan.
You can't even see me. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day.
I won't show you my face, but thank you.
It's all good. Thank you. How's your car?
Oh, it's nice.
Hummel?
He got it fixed.
My mufflers look like a black guy's.
Oh man! Oh wait! Before we get off on tangent, is there anything about the site we want to talk about?
I'm gonna post something up regarding the. Jacob has brought up an idea about the mascot.
I like this idea.
And putting costumes on it or something for a special
basically,
occasion.
Evan, what do you think? Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Holiday themed henchy. So like people come to our site and like henchy has like a pumpkin head for Halloween.
What do you think about that?
That's pretty legit.
Yeah. And like for Christmas he'll have like a Santa hat and maybe like a bag of games on his shoulder.
Games,
who
like
knows?
A beard. Who knows?
Dude. What do you think? Pretty sweet?
Sweet?
Dude, that would be pretty
Stephen
legit.
Colbert agrees.
Like
do we have Evan's approval?
Stephen Colbert agrees.
Hey, Stephen Colbert agrees, so.
All right, well, I mean, I'm going to post a topic.
Oh, nice.
Either I'll post it or probably one of our mods will post it.
Okay.
They're fast. They're fast.
Ooh, they're quick.
They're quick. Quick like a mariachi band. Well,
sweet.
We're going to do that. I'm going to work on that podcast at work.
At work. You just got an accent. Thanks. Ghost accent come out of nowhere.
Oh, really? Thanks. But yeah, work on that because I feel like everyone wants a new podcast artwork, which is not bad. I mean, hopefully
I
want
it'd be cool to incorporate Henchy into the new podcast artwork.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, anything else?
Anything else?
I wanted to talk about maybe.
I want to talk to you guys a little about official VGH stuff, but
okay. Well, we'll do that after.
Don't tell me you're quitting.
All right. Well, we're about to end this thing anyway. So, but I just wanted to say that I know it's been a little bit lackluster this week with the chat box stuff, but it will be in full force next week and actually tonight. There will be event chat box viewing party. But I have been
even though
like I said,
you're probably going to be listening to this and be like tonight.
Oh yeah, maybe. Whatever today, October 8th, there will be a Chatbox party. So if you missed it, you missed out. What are you thinking?
If you're listening to this on Monday.
Exactly. You should just give yourself a big slap in the face and be like, oh, you know what?
You're from the future.
Tuesday night, because usually we do events on the event Chatbox parties on Tuesday.
Oh, God. Scared the crap out of me.
See, that's what people are going to be like.
Yeah.
But anyways, those are going to be back in full force. But like I said, I've been swamped by school and this leak in our house.
Next week is probably... We're going to be swamped by school next week either way.
Yeah, maybe. But
knowing that every other week is like a...
Yeah. But I would have had an enslaved video up, but there are currently industrial fans going on continuously in my house. So
you don't want to hear.
That wouldn't have been good audio quality.
Although he'll try to put that up soon.
But yeah, who knows? So I think that's about it for forum side.
Forum side. Everybody just website side.
Keep posting. I know it's been a little dead. I know people are busy.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. We'll try to make sure to keep up. I mean,
maybe we've got some new Henchman sweepstakes stuff in the works.
We do.
Maybe.
If I get the job.
Okay.
Very
nice.
We've got some things going on.
Okay.
Actually, now that I think about it, maybe we should ask them on the podcast, and we'll probably post this up on the
site
too. Would they want a Microsoft Point card that's equivalent to a full lineup game?
Okay.
Would they want that? Right. Or would they want...
Like arcade game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like 1,200 points. 1,200. Okay.
To buy them like Comic Jumper or whatever.
Right.
Or would they want something else?
Something else. Okay.
What other things you want?
I don't know. I don't know what else.
I'm sure it's not going to be a full game.
Okay.
I don't have that kind of money.
Right. Well, yeah.
Halo Reach.
My copy. Legendary Edition.
Legendary Edition. But no statue in it.
No statue in it.
But anyway, no statue, no game, only journals.
Okay.
In the box. Anyways, I'll probably post that up, asking you guys what you guys want for sweepstakes, because we need to bring that sweepstakes back up.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure people really want it. I mean, we're cheap and we're poor and...
We're college students.
We're college students and we're still thriving on financial aid, but we're trying to give something back to you guys just because you've done so much to us.
I think that's good.
Group hug. Anyways.
That's
it. Like us on Facebook if you haven't. I've seen a couple of faces. A
couple of new faces, yeah.
There's also a discussion page on Facebook. I posted something. I don't know if you guys can see it. Because, I mean, some people don't even
know. I saw it.
You saw it?
Where it's like who are you?
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you? Yeah.
Who are you?
Who are you? I really want to know. But... I really want to know.
That's cool.
You know, post your screen.
Yeah.
Username,
whatever.
Yeah, I've seen get to some know faces, people. You know, you guys are a good-looking bunch.
Hey, you know, what can you expect?
Yeah, come into my basement.
VGH only has the best. We're like the elite.
I need more. We need more Asians.
Too many white dudes.
Too many white dudes. Too many white boys. too many white boys. No blackies. No, nothing. Well, I need to see zombie toes.
Zombie Toast. Lance wants to see you.
In the nudes.
Wow!
Sexual harassment.
Wow. Panda. Okay.
Anyway.
We're going to end it on that note. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Henchman Cast Episode 13.
Let's play some.
We're taking you out. We're
taking you out. Until next week. Army of Lovers, Lee Ryan.
Until next time.
Until next time, guys.
See ya.
Chill out. Go to Starbucks.
Have Dave make you a frappuccino.
Have Dave make you a frappuccino. Be careful. There might be some extra foam that you don't want.
Extra foam. All right, guys. See ya.